Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Felicia. I am back. It has been a while, but I am back, and I'm happy to be back. I'm so glad, so happy, refreshed to be back. I wanted to start off the show. You know what? I got to get better at my introductions. But anyway, I'm going to start off the show tonight. I'm going to say a prayer, but I also want to share with you all what for the first time, you all tonight, that what God gave me to share tonight before I begin to pray for you all. First of all, again, I'm glad to be doing a show tonight. It's been a while since I've been back, since I've done a show. And again, I am so glad to be doing a show tonight. But I want to start off by sharing with you all what I believe God gave me while I was in prayer right before the show. Whenever I do a show, I like to pray and ask God, is there anything that he want me to share or say to the people before I begin? And for the last, well, every show that I've ever done, there's never been anything. All I just do is come in and pray for you all and see if God has a word, and then we move on. But tonight, God spoke to me, I believe. And I don't know who this will be for, but you will all, as I take the calls, I believe someone is going to let me know. There is someone, well, let me say this correctly, or try not to, you know, interject my own thoughts and opinions. As I'm praying tonight, I saw the year of 1976. I don't know if anybody's listening who was born in 1976. But if you were, I believe God is wanting me to pray for you specifically tonight. I'm not for sure what the concern is I'm not for sure exactly what to pray for, but I know God gave me that. I saw that in prayer. And I believe that as I speak that and continue to speak, God will continue to reveal what it is about the 1976. Someone born in 1976, God wants me to pray for tonight. If you're believing for somebody and they were born in 1970, someone born in the year of 1976 tonight. I don't know if that means God, if tonight is your night of breakthrough. I'm not for sure, but just know that God has singled you out tonight. God has pointed you out, whoever you are. If you're believing God for someone who was born in 1976, God has tonight, I believe, has pointed that person out. I'm telling you, I was in prayer and I just saw someone born in 1976. And that's what I saw. And that's what I'm giving you all tonight. I'm not exactly sure where else God want me to go with that, but I'm just telling you all tonight. I hope that we get to that person who was born in 1976 or who you believe in God for someone that was born. It's something about a person who was born in 1976. And when we get to that person, I believe God will, God is going to show us exactly why he pointed at that person, singled that person out tonight. I don't know who you are, but I'm telling you, I saw a person that was born in the year of 1976. Tonight, God wants to bless that person. God wants to speak to that person, speak into that person's life, do something for that person. Let that person know that God is with you. God is hearing you. He's listening to you. He is on your side. He is with you. He is for you. I'm telling you, someone who was born in the year of 1976. And let's just go ahead and pray, and then we'll go ahead and begin to take the call. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you tonight. First of all, let me also say this. Thank you, Prophet Randy, if you are listening. I bless you and your wife. I bless you and your children, your grandchildren, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And thank you, God, for every time that I have called in and Prophet Randy has prayed for me, prayed with me, and believed God with me, and encouraged me, and taught me over and over again, even some of the things that I thought I had, but I didn't have. I had to call back in and get another word, and 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 a word continually. So we thank God for Prophet Randy encouraging us. And Father, may you bless Prophet Randy. Out of this world, more and more and more and more and more and more and more, to the point of just all he can say is, I am experiencing heaven on earth. And all his wife can say is, I too am experiencing nothing but heaven on earth. We bless you for Prophet Randy and his wife and his family. God, we thank you for them. And so we pray for that person, whoever it is. You were born in 1976. We pray for you tonight. We pray that you hear the voice of God. You hear the word of God. We pray that you walk in the will of God. What do you want? What is it tonight that you need from the Lord? God has singled you out and pointed you out. I don't know if you're going to be a caller or if you're just listening, but you were born in 1976. Hallelujah. Whoever you are, you were born in 1976. That's what I got in prayer. You were born in 1976. And so we thank you, God, for that person. I mean, I can't wait. I was so excited when I saw that. What is this? So I wrote it down. You know, oh, my God, it's a beast. Now, maybe not. Who knows? We'll see. Anyway, so we thank your Father for that. We bless you. God is so good. God is so good. When you think God is not good, God is still good. God is good when you think he's not. So we thank you, God. And then we thank you, Father, in advance for what you will give that person and share with that person and let them know how you have your eye on them. Tonight, you have your eye on them. It was God that came up with that. It was God. God gave us that. I didn't come up with that. It's not me. It was God. God said, someone that's born in 1976, whoever you are. So we thank you, God, for the year of 1976. Thank you, Father. And let's not limit God. That could be, I said, you know, God gave to me someone who's born in the year of 1976, but God, listen, 1976, if that means anything to you, please let me know. Let me know that I have heard from the Lord correctly. Okay? Hallelujah. And then what else do we pray for, God? We just pray that you speak to every person. May you bless every person's ears tonight. May the word of God fall on every person's ear in such a way that they feel, sense the love of God, that your love for them is beyond their imagined, it is beyond what they can think of. May every person feel the love of God in Jesus' name tonight. I know I'm all over the place, and I apologize for that. I was just in such a rush to get that word out about someone born in 1976. It just threw me everywhere. But anyway, before I continue to, be all over the place more and more, I want to go ahead and take calls. Okay? And let me thank you all for calling in. Thank you all. I appreciate you. And listen, I'm not going to rush off the show tonight. I know the last show that I did, I rushed off because I had some other engagement that I had to go involve myself in. But tonight I will not rush off. As long as you all hang on, I will hang on as long as I can. Okay. I'm here tonight. You don't, please, if you would, be patient with me, be patient with the people that are calling in, and then your turn will come and we'll pray and see if God has anything for, prophetically to say to you. So just know that I'm not going to cut the show short tonight like I did the last time. I promise you all that I wouldn't do that the next time, and I'm telling you tonight, I'm not going to do it. I'm keeping my promise, all right? Okay, so thank you all. Okay, so let me go ahead and take the first call. I'm going to start off here, and thank you, the first person that has their hand up. Okay, let's see here. Let me put my glasses. Hold up, y'all. Let me put my glasses on so I can see. All right, I have 7-3-8. Who am I speaking with? Where you calling from, please?
This is LaShawn from Texas. I can't believe I'm the first one.
Woo!
I can't believe I'm the first one.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I'm doing good. I'm actually doing good. Yes, you are the first one. And thank you so much. I appreciate you for calling in because, me and you just spoke, yesterday, day before yesterday, whatever day we spoke, it had been. Yes. So thank you, LaShawn. I appreciate you calling in to speak to me now. Now, you know, on the other side. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Makes me feel good.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Let's pray for you, LaShawn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for LaShawn. The explosion. I just saw an explosion. Hallelujah. The explosion. 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 I'm telling you, you are in for a great explosion. An explosion. And it's almost like you're waiting on a breakthrough too. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you, God, for the breakthrough. We thank you, God. Explosion, like an explosion. That's what I saw, an explosion, you know. So we thank you, Father, and look forward to 2023 being such a good year for you. You look forward to that. 2023, you look forward to this year treating you so good. You look forward to this year treating you so good, LaShawn. Don't look at the other years in the past. Look for 2023 treating you very good. You look to this year. We know we're looking to God, but you know what God is communicating. You know what he's saying to you. Look for this year to treat you so good.
Amen.
This is probably, I believe, I sense that this is the start of something new for you. A lot of people say, well, you know, 20, it's a new year, a new me. That don't always mean that. But for you, LaShawn, it does. You know how people do that. You know, I got their TikTok and YouTube. And it's a new me. No. A lot of times it's a new you, it's the old you. But for you, LaShawn, look for this year to treat you well. Treat you well. Makota leboshe. Laboshe kelebando raba karisa. There's a month. There should be the kickoff. What month? A month of kickoff for you. A month this year of kickoff. A month of telaboshe to Jesus. A month of kickoff for you. A month of kicking. That one of these, I'm not for sure, LaShawn. You might have to pray about that part, but I'm going to, just give me a second, LaShawn. Hold on. Ma toreba karisa. Leso toreba karisa. Riso robo shekebando raba karisa. Labando reba kareba kareba karosa karisa. Let me switch my focus because if I don't focus right, I won't hear right. Thank you, Father. Kick off. And aren't we in football season? Lord have mercy. Come on, Jesus. Aren't we in football season? Who in this football season?
I think it's about to be the Super Bowl.
I ain't in the sports. I don't know nothing about that. So I'm just saying. Maybe that's to confirm. I'm not for sure, but there's a month of kickoff for you. And this is the month you've been waiting for. God, let it be so. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, LaShawn. Don't miss it. A month. There's going to be a month of kickoff for you in 2023. Don't miss it. A month of kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
The month you've been waiting for. The time, the moment you've been waiting for. So, Father, we thank you for that. We bless you. Jesus, you want to bless us, God. You want the best for us. Give her the best. Give her the best. Give her the best. Give her the best. The best be unto you, LaShawn. Amen. Now, let's pray for anything you want to pray for.
Well, I'm going to speak to him about because I don't want to miss it. I don't.
Yes. Yes.
I do not want to miss it.
Yes. Oh, God. A month of kickoff for you. This year, let this be it. Kickoff for you. The month of kickoff, the moment you, that's yes. the moment you, this kickoff is what you've been waiting for, this kickoff, kickoff,
and then
the kickoff, that's what you, this is what you've been waiting for, this is what you've been looking, this is what you've been looking forward to, the kickoff. You've been waiting to see the glory of God, you've been waiting to see the awesomeness of God, you've been waiting to see more, you've been waiting to see, you see a little bit, but you've been waiting to see more, like, oh my gosh, Lord, throw my mind into a whole nother world, silence. That's what you've been waiting for. And so, Father, we thank you for that kickoff moment. We thank you, God, and may she not miss it. May she, when she see it, it hits her smack dab in the face that she can't miss it. And if she, and Father, if she misses it, Father, bring her back to it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Make it to where she can't miss it. Make it to where she can't miss it. If she misses it, she can't miss it. If she misses it, she still can't miss it. And if she misses it that time, she still can't miss it. Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
You know what? I've been hearing the word to stay in position. Get in position, because if you don't stay in position, you're going to miss it. And that was just a word across the board. Make sure we are in the right position. And I tell you, I that's my prayer. I want to see more. I want to see more. I didn't see some things, but I know I want to see some more. So, yep, that's confirmation.
Yes.
It's confirmation. Even I have dreams. Lord, let me see. Let me see. You know, let me see. Even the sky open up. And I'm like, well, let me see. Let me see. Even in dreams. So, that's confirmation.
Yes, God is for you. You watch and see. You pray. You pray about that.
I am.
Give me a second. Contact a bullshit. You pray. The month of kickoff for you. The month of kickoff. I don't know if that's this month or what month. The month of kickoff for you. The month of kickoff. Wow. That's beautiful. I had never heard that before. So let it be. Be it unto you, Michelle. Be it unto you.
Amen. Amen.
So you let this
and
be
I am going to pray and ask the Father. I do not want to miss that. And any distraction, you move it. I don't want to miss it, I tell you.
We thank you, Father. A bridge. I hear a bridge. God's going to, I don't know, a bridge. I don't know if this has anything to do with what a bridge, like a bridge that carries you over and takes you into it. I don't know. I got a bridge, but I don't know what that means. I'm gonna give that to you, but bridge. And it's a brown bridge, like a reddish brown, not like a tree brown, but like reddish, like burnt orange brown. It's like I saw a brown bridge, a orange brown. Is that like
San Francisco color?
Like which color?
Like the Golden Bridge, in California.
I don't even know what color that is. I'm not for sure. It's
like a red.
Yes, like an orangey.
Red,
like orange. Yes, it has red in it. It's reddish, orange. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? It is. It's orange, reddish. I saw an orange, reddish bridge. Mm-hmm. So whatever that is for you, that's what I just saw just a moment ago. An orangish, reddish bridge. So I don't know. Listen, all I know is, Lashun, the month of kickoff for you. You be paying attention, and you look, and you pay attention, and you pray, and you close your eyes, and you concentrate, and you see what God is saying and where he's taking you. And remember, the month of kickoff, whatever month that is, you seek the Lord. You close. Listen, get alone. Ask, where are we going with this? I sense like a break, like this is that breakthrough moment. Like you may not even be, it may not be a breakthrough, but somehow to me I feel like it's a breakthrough. It's like the moment you've been waiting for. And so be it unto you, Father. We bless you and we thank you, God. I thank you, Father, the God that is inside of me, the God that is inside of you, Hashem. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, you're God of glory. We thank him.
Amen.
We thank him. So, I really don't, I mean, I just got confirmation tonight, and I just asked that you, well, I always say we pray for Jamara, so if you can pray for my grandkids and my daughter in marriage, I'm just going to put it out there, in marriage.
Yes.
I receive it for myself, too.
Yes. Hallelujah. Ah, Father, we bless you. God, we thank you as I look inside of me, looking unto you, Jesus. We bless her daughter in marriage. We bless her daughter. We bless her. We bless you, baby. We bless you. You will make the right decision. We bless you. And even if it's wrong, she'll end up in the right place anyway.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We bless you. God really wants her. I feel like God really wants her to just, like God, like she's really meant to marry a man of wealth. Thank you, Father. I'm just giving you what I get, okay? I feel like that she's, you know, and listen, and it don't mean that he has to be wealthy today. He may become wealthy.
Right.
But wealth is unto your baby through, yeah, listen. There will be, I believe, she is destined to have a wealthy husband. She may not be the one to be the wealthy one. It'll be him. But whether it's marriage now or he, they get married and he becomes wealthy, like whichever way it goes, just I just feel like she's to marry into wealth some kind of a way. But we thank you, Father. We thank you for her. We thank you, God, that she makes the right decision. And even if, even if it's the wrong decision, we thank you, God, that she'll still end up in the right place. She'll still end up in the right place. God has favored your baby. You know, I don't care what it is. She's favored. She's favored. She's favored. Thank you, Father. God loves your baby. He loves you. I love you. Yes. The Lord loves her. God favors your baby. But she's meant to marry into wealth or somehow wealth is you know, a man of means. She's supposed to have a man. There's a man of means for her that's meant for her. We thank you, Father. She'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it ain't this moment, she'll get there. She's gonna be so taken care of. She'll be taken care of. She'll be so taken care of. She'll be so taken care of. You just be patient, Lashun. You be patient. When it seems like it's not right, just be patient. Be patient. The Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. She's going to end up in the right place.
Amen.
She's going to end up in the right place. Be patient. Continue to stand strong and stand and believe the Lord. She's going to see, and there may be times where she seems to be deceived, but she'll realize, and then she'll come to. Then she'll come to.
Amen.
She'll come to. She'll come to. God
Amen.
Is with her. God is with the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. Watch and see. You be patient. I feel like God is wanting me to tell you, be patient, Lashun. You got to be. Wasn't God patient with you?
Yeah,
you gotta be patient with her. Okay, now you
yeah.
gotta be patient with her. You be patient. Be patient with her. And know whether it's now or whether it's later, she is meant to marry into wealth. She's meant to do that. A man of status. I believe that's what God has for her. That's what God has for her. Don't you know? But you can't make nothing happen. Let life be life. Whether it's now or whether it's later, she is meant to marry into wealth, and she will. Whether it's now or later, in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we thank you for Lashun's grandchildren. May they all walk and fear the Lord. Walk in the fear of the Lord. May all of your grandchildren walk in the fear of the Lord. Why? Because Lashun prayed. Just because you, Lashun, prayed. Those babies are now saved in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. God is good.
Amen.
And God is good to you. God is good to you. God is good to you. And God is good to you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, sister. And God bless you. I pray whoever that is to have a birthday, have that birthday.
Yeah.
I believe God is going to speak to them as well. So I'm going to let you go ahead and go so you can take other callers. God bless you. And thank you for your prayer.
Thank you, Lashun. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Uh-oh, did I do it right? Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Y'all, okay, everybody be patient with me because I'm not for sure what I'm doing. Hold on, y'all. Oh, God. Okay, there we go. All right. I'm getting back into the swing of things. All righty. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Okay. Let's see. But you know what? Before we move on, remember, God showed me the year of birth, 1976. We pray for that person. Father, bless that person to become all that you want them to become. That person is to have a special relationship with the Father. I don't know if that person is a prophet, supposed to be a prophet, should have become. You are a prophet and you should have done it a long time ago. I'm not for sure. And now you're coming into it, but that person, 1976, you just have a gift. And then also marriage, something about, I believe, marriage with that person in 1976. So whoever it is, we thank you, Father, that person is listening, or someone for that person is listening. We pray for them, God, that they become and do and be all that you have for them to do and be and become, and that their life would please you, God, that their life would please you, that their life would please you, Father. You gave me this, and so I give this to the people. All right, I'm going to take the next call. Hold on. Here we go. Next call, it's going to be 240-354. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Good evening, Miss Felicia. This is Daryl Paul and Nicole. How are you this evening?
Well, hold on.
You know I was calling in.
let me calm down. Okay. Just give me a second,
yes.
Y'all. Bear with me. Hello, y'all. Thank y'all for calling in. Thank you so much. It's just nice. It's just, and you know what? Let me tell you something. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you had got me hype when I called in about the 1976. Now, I'm a few years earlier than that, but I'm going to pray for whoever that may be. But it's been a little while, and I'm glad you're back on tonight. So thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Y'all don't know what that does for me. Oh, Jesus, help me not to become ego. I don't want to get my ego. Jesus, help me, Lord. Okay.
But now,
it's so beautiful.
Nicole is listening. She's not with me tonight, but she is listening. But she wanted you to pray and, you know, prophesy for her as well. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Nicole, you're listening. Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you for listening, Nicole. Yes, we're going to pray for you too. Okay? All right. And so we're going to start praying for Daryl first. You know what? I always got to write your names down. Let me hold on, write it down. Here we go. I always got to do that. So thank you. I love y'all. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. Oh, I love y'all. I love y'all. Thank you, Father, for Daryl and Nicole. Thank you so much, Father. We bless you. We thank you, God. You are a good God. You are a good God, and we bless Daryl and Nicole. Hallelujah. Father, what would you have to say tonight as we bless them? Mato reba carissa lebo, shelebando raba carissa la voce, Labando. I see chains, maybe. There's a chain. I don't know if it's supposed to be broken or if it's supposed to be there. Father, whatever is holding them back from whatever it is that they want to move into, Father, we break it in Jesus' name. We together break that they can move forward as fast as they want to. May you, Daryl, move forward as fast as you want to. Jesus, he wants more. You want more. You want more. You want to see the hand of God as well in such a magnificent way. Not that you have it, well, you know, a little here, a little there, but you want to see something magnificent. And Father, be it unto Daryl. May you see something magnificent from the Lord, and may it be unto you personally. It ain't going to be for nobody else, Daryl. It's going to be directly for you. Directly.
Amen.
For you. Directly. Directly for you. I don't care if you got kids, you got parents, you got brothers. Nope. It is directly for you. You will see something magnificent, and it's going to be for you personally, Daryl, and you're going to know this is for me. It's going to suit your personality. It's going to suit who you are, what you need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you. We thank you. This is for you. You need this. You may think this is something that, this is a good prophecy. No. This is something that you not just a good thing, but this is something that you need. You need this. This is a need. You may not even know you need it, but you need it. God is going to give it to you. It's going to be something magnificent. Oh, God. Mando Rabba, the magnificence of God. Be it unto you, as I said before to the last person. Be it unto you. You need this. I'm talking magnificent on a big scale, a scale of just magnificence. Did I say that right? I don't know. But anyway, so thank you,
I'm
Father.
I'm feeling it. Thank you. Yeah.
This is for you. Don't point it to nobody else. Don't downplay it. Don't pretend, I'm out. No, this is for you. This is for you. This is for you. We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We thank you, God. You need this, Daryl. This is something that you need. You need this. You need this. We thank you, God. And God's going to come through for you. In every area that you need, even your private areas, God is going to come through for you. He is going to come through for you. And I even sense that God is going to give you some tactics to teach other men. Listen, when you're going through this, this is what you need to do. I know these are private things, but let me help you even in your private areas, like some private stuff. And God's going to give you the words, how to word it, how to speak it, and how to speak the right words. If it's private, there's some things you can't say. So God's going to give you the articulation to say it in a way that every man gets exactly what you're saying as it relates to their life and their private life, something in their privacy, their private lives. Like there are people, men specifically, that are struggling in some areas, but they want to do right for the Lord. They want to do right. They just, what do I do? And I feel like God's going to give that to you to help other people, well, specifically other men. But, And this thing of magnificence, this is probably going to help to, kind of gear you in that way. Because when something magnificent happens to you and you know it's from the Lord, man, it straighten you out. It'll straighten you out. It'll make you want to get right with the Lord. It'll make you fall in love with God. You just expect God to show up in a profound way in your life personally and look for it for you. I can't emphasize it. It's so strong. I can't emphasize it enough there. Look for it for you, not for no other man. No other man. This is for no other man. This is only for you. Try to relate to it. No, this may be a thing, Daryl, that other people can't relate to you on, and that's okay, because this is for you. This is for you. This is for you. This magnificent thing is for you. What would it be? Well, it's private, so I can't dibble and dabble into this. It's a private thing. This is between you and the Lord, but it's magnificent. But this is for you. but also God is going to use you to help other men in the private life. God loves you, man. God's going to use you as a leader, man, as a leader, just as a leader. And whether it's on the phone, talking, calling people on the phone, or just sending text messages, or just, you know, you see somebody in the store and you give them a quick word and then you move on. Just all kinds of little droppings, just like I consider that to be like droppings, like you can just be going somewhere and something that, you know, small talk when you're in the store. You know how you have to go to the store and you do small talk with somebody in line and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sort of thing. I mean, God's going to use you to bless people. And there's going to be people that you didn't even think you blessed, but you're going to bless them. May God
Amen.
Use you in such a wonderful way. I mean, God wants to, I'm telling you, man, God wants to hit you directly. Your heart is going to be just pierced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Be it unto him, and you watch this magnificent thing happen. Magnificent. I can't, like I said, I can't articulate. I don't know. I guess it's a private thing between you and God, but it's magnificent. And don't worry, girl. You ain't got to pray 45,123 hours to get it.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know.
You ain't got to do that. There you know, this is going to come just because the Lord says, I love you, man. I mean, it's like God is saying, I love you, dog. I love you, man. That's what it ain't going to, you ain't got to fast 99 days. This is just going to happen. It's just going to happen. So we thank you, Father, for that. God is so good. That's why, man. God is so good. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God. You are the man, Daryl. You are the man. Hallelujah. Now let's pray for Nicole.
Amen.
Father, we bless you. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Nicole. We bless you, God. She is the woman. She is. She is. I don't know how old she is, but she is the woman. She is the woman. Thank you, God. God is good. Oh, and you know what? Before I continue on, Nicole, you're listening. Listen, thank y'all, you and Daryl. Thank you, guys. I got the message from the last show that we did. I don't know if I should discuss this? I don't know. I mean, anyway, you all communicated to me that, hey, this was the word of the Lord, and I got the message, and I want to thank you all personally. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Nicole. I'm hoping you know what I'm talking about. But
yes,
thank
yes,
y'all.
I do.
Thank you. Thank you. I was struggling. Thank you. Thank y'all.
We were missing you, Miss Felicia. Yes, you're welcome.
Woo, y'all don't know. Sometimes I struggle. But anyway, let's pray. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you. So let's pray for Nicole. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you for Nicole. Thank you so much. Yes, Nicole. I don't know how old or young you are, but you are the woman. You are the woman, God. We thank you that you use her in such a profound way to bless people as well. God is smiling upon you, Nicole. He smiles upon you. He smiles upon you. I don't know. It just seems like y'all are just favorite. Like you're just favorite, Nicole. You're just favorite. I don't have anything further. I think you're just favorite. Like no matter where you go, Nicole, look for favor. I don't care what you do in life. Where you go, look for favor. Just look for it, and it's going to be there. Favor is going to always hit you smack dab in the face. You're just highly favored amongst women. It is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can't try to go and try to make everybody, feel good. Nope. Don't try to make nobody feel a certain way. It is what you're just favored. The favor of God is upon you, Nicole. You be favored. You be accepted, receive it, walk in it. Wherever you go, Nicole, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's getting gas. There's no more gas left. Well, the last gas that's left over at the gas store, you're going to be the one to get it. You're just favored, girl. You're just a favorite person. We thank you, God, for that. And health, I pray for y'all's health. I pray for your health, Nicole, and Daryl's health. Something about health, good health. I speak unto you. Good health. be unto you good health. Be unto you and Daryl from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet, good health. I thank you, God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Amen.
Good health. Good health. Good health. Good health. Good health. Good health. What else, God? Good health. Good health. Just favor. Just favor. Y'all are favored. Y'all are just favored. You're just favored in that way. Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's nothing y'all can do about it. Y'all can't do nothing about it. There's nothing you can do. You can deny it all you want to, but it's there. I mean, what you going to do then? What you going to say then? Nothing. There's nothing you can say. It's just what it is. You guys are locked into favor. You're locked into it. Nothing you can do about it. But go on with your lives. Just live. That's it. I hear the Lord. I feel like the Lord is saying, just live. Just live. Live. I speak life unto you, Nicole. I speak life unto you. Life. Just live. Just live. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just up on you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Alicia. I appreciate that tonight. Yes. And I know Nicole does too. Thank you. Yes, that was a very good word. Thank you. Yes.
And thank you all for calling in to God. God is good to y'all. God, to God be the glory. God is good. Thank you, Father, for speaking. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Ms. Alicia, God bless you as well. Yes. Every day, Happy New Year. I'm glad to hear you back on, and hopefully you can do it as many times as you can this year.
Oh,
and I pray for that.
All right.
Okay.
God
bless
right.
you.
I receive it. You are right. You all right with me? I receive it. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Love you, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night, and enjoy the rest of the year. Enjoy your favorite.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night, Ms. Alicia.
Have a good night.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Ain't that beautiful, y'all? Okay. Let me. Hold on. Oh, Lord. Here I go messing up, getting overexcited. Come on, Felicia. There we go. There we go. Okay. All right. Okay. We're moving on. Moving on up. Moving on up. Okay. Let me move on to the next caller. Now, if you all are just, for those of you who have just called in, I want you to know, let me just repeat this, if you just called in, listen, if you were born or somebody you know that you're believing God for was born in the year of 1976, please let me know, because while I was in prayer before the show, I saw that someone born in the year of 1976. If you were born in 1976, please let me know. God has he pointed you out tonight. Now, I don't know what specifically for, but God has his hand on that person, whoever you are. Or maybe you're believing God for somebody that was born in 1976, whoever you are. In Jesus' name, please let me know. For those of you who have just called in. And again, I'm going to be here as long as I possibly can to take as many calls as I possibly can, you all. I'm not trying to rush off at all tonight like I did the other time when I had another engagement that I had to go involve myself in. But remember, if you were born in 1976, God wants to really speak to you. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Let's see. I'm going to move on to 910-709. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia from NC.
Hi. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I don't know if you can tell I'm doing all right.
Right.
I'm doing okay so far. Well, for right now.
Right.
Yes. And thank you for calling. You always call in and let me pray for you.
Yes. I missed you like Daryl did.
Oh, y'all so sweet. You know what? Y'all are too kind to me. Y'all are too kind to me. Why are y'all so sweet to me? I don't know. But thank you for letting me pray for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. All right, let's pray for you here, Sylvia. Okay, I'm gonna mute you and then pray for you and then let you back. You know what? Hold on. Let me just write this down real quick before I don't want to mess up. Okay, I'm gonna put you on mute and pray for you. and then let you come back in. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for Sylvia tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Whatever you have for her tonight, Father, speak it unto us that we could speak it unto her. Speak it unto me that I could speak it unto her. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you that she is all the woman that a woman should be. She is. You ministering to people. Just you, you know, finding ways to minister to people. You ministering to people. You know, you praying for people. You find people to pray for. You just find whoever. Pray for them. No, not in private. We're not talking about in private. We're not talking about you getting that. What's your name, baby? And I'm going to write your name down. I'm going to pray for you tonight. No, not that kind of prayer. No. You pray for them right there on the spot. And whatever the Lord gives you, that's what you pray. You ain't even got to ask them what their concern is. Just pray for them and watch them come back and tell you, that's what I needed. God is going to use you, if he's not already, use you prophetically. You pray for people. You pray for the people. Not in private, in public. You ain't got to say no long 3-hour prayer. You just pray for them and pray whatever you is on your heart for that person. Whatever comes to you, whatever you ask that person, can I pray for you? And whatever comes to them, you pray for that. In terms, whatever comes to you, the moment that you close your eyes, whatever you see, you pray. And pray for that. You give that to them, that they are blessed. And you'll see that person is going to be blessed every time you do it. In Jesus' name, may you be used like a prophet. Whether it's on the phone, as I said to the other person, on the phone. And especially I see it in person, like you just running into people, seeing people. People coming to you, coming to your house, you know, just pray for them. And you watch and see how God uses you prophetically and the people, because the people are going to come back and they're going to respond and say, "Ooh, that's what I need." And then watch God honor, answer the prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you that all of Sylvia's needs are met. Your needs are met. Don't worry. Your needs are met. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. God is with you. He is for you. He is with you and he is for you. In Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you here, Sylvia, and you can come on in. If you have any requests, you know I'm here to pray for you. All right. There you go, Sylvia.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I do. I pray for people in public now. And
hallelujah.
I also pray at home. But I do, I go, when I'm out Walmart or wherever I am and in church, I pray for people on the spot.
Yes, that's it.
Or if I see somebody with the, huh?
It's going to increase.
Oh, I love it. Amen. 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 Could you pray for my two daughters? One is Jasmine and one is Tiffany.
Jasmine, you know, it's Tiffany. Jasmine and Tiffany. Yes, sure can. Yes, sure can.
Thank you.
Father, we bless you. We thank you for Jasmine and Tiffany. Let's pray for Jasmine. God, we thank you for Jasmine. We thank you, hallelujah, that she is a jewel. She's a jewel. She is to bless people as well. We thank you, Father, for Jasmine. We thank you, God, that she's supposed to be blessing people as well. She's supposed to be blessing the people as well. And may she do it, Father. May she walk in that. May Jasmine walk in blessing people, giving hugs and kisses and in a loving way, making people feel loved. The love of God flow through Jasmine, God. I don't care what she's doing. May she begin to walk in that. May there be a change of heart in Jasmine. She'll begin to just walk and just show people love. She'll begin to see herself in other people, and it'll change her. She'll see something different. Change Jasmine's perspective.
Yes.
That she can see the foolishness of her actions in the past. in Jesus' name. She can see the foolishness of it all. And she'll never, ever in life return to those ways again in Jesus' name. She'll walk in that. She'll walk in expressing love towards people. And then, Father, we thank you for Tiffany. We bless you. That seems like she just like smarts and stuff and education type of stuff. I'm not for sure what she
yes.
into, but we thank
yes.
you, Father. Hallelujah. May she teach as well. And teach in terms of just people learning from her. We thank you, God. And may she teach in a loving way, a way that's loving and caring and sharing like the Heavenly Father,
yes.
like Jesus taught. Jesus taught us in a loving way. And may Tiffany do the same. We thank you, God, for her education. We thank you, God, that she's the smart and everything that you've given her mentally.
Ooh.
We bless your Father. She will teach people in a loving way. People will learn from her. And she's going to do it in a loving way, a very loving way. She's going to be humble. And she's going to consider people's insufficiencies, their deficiencies, their insufficiencies, their lack of intelligence, lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom. She's going to consider that. And then she's going to bless the people by imparting herself, imparting her knowledge and wisdom unto them. We thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. We bless you. God is good. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, Tiffany is very smart. She was born under different circumstances. I had a stroke while she was on the inside. And the Lord said that the devil tried to kill both of us because she's also is prophetic. And he tried to kill both of us at the same time. So he says that he gave her a genius mind.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Yes,
thank
he gave her a genius
you,
mind.
Oh, man, thank
and
you, Father.
And she's, she's in a teaching, she's not in, she just started back to church. And she's a manager in the corporate part of a bank. And she does teach people there as well. And I told her before that she has to have a certain tone when she's teaching people because smart people sometimes have a tendency to not have that patience with people who not.
Yes.
That smart. So
exactly.
We've had that conversation and you came out with it.
I love it. Thank you, Father, for speaking tonight. Thank you for sharing that, Sylvia. That encourages
yes.
me that, wow, we just heard from the Lord. So thank
yes.
you, Lord. That is,
and then
thank
Jasmine, Jasmine is very loving and very giving. Yes,
she is.
And God has a, yes, she is. And she buys McDonald's cards and she passes them out to the homeless.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord. I was wondering, God, am I really hearing from you? Oh, man.
Yes, you are. And then she is, yes, you are hearing because Jasmine also has a call in her life. God anointed her voice to sing, and he says that whenever she sings, people will get healed, but she's having trouble coming in. But she's a very loving person.
Yes. Well, Father, we thank you. We put her on lockdown. We arrest her spirit, her soul in Jesus' name. We arrest her, God, that she will come in and she will begin to walk in the ways of the Lord. Hallelujah. She can walk in the ways of the Lord no matter, you know, anyway, but we pray that she specifically chooses Jesus. We thank you for that,
yes.
God, and we bless you, God, and we bless you that Sylvia will see her babies walk in the will of the Lord, the way of the Lord. You will see your babies walk in the ways of the Lord to the fullest. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Felicia. Thank you for praying.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
God is good to you.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Yeah. God bless you and thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome. And thank you for letting me pray for you, okay? Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. This is good. I'm having a good time. This is so nice. It's been a while, y'all. It's been a while. Thank you, Prophet Randy, if you're listening. Thank you. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Again, if someone just called in, remember, if you were born in 1976, you be so kind. Let us know, okay? And you may not even be called. You may not even have your hand up. You may just be listening to the show. So if you were born in 1976 or you believe in God for somebody that was born in 1976, you may be just listening to the show. And if you're listening, Father, we pray for you and we pray for that person, submits unto the will and the way of the Lord. May they hear your voice and obey in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's move on to our next caller with their hand up. Let's see here. I'm going to call on 803-991. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, boys. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela. From South Carolina, from the SC.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a while since I heard from you. I remember. Tell me, first.
Yeah, it's been a while since I heard from you, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Prophet Randy, again. All right, let's pray for you. You know what? Anyway, let me pray for you, Angela, and then we'll let you come in. And if you have any requests, we will pray for you, okay? All righty, Father, we bless you and we thank you for Angela. Hallelujah, God. You are good to us and you are good to us all. Some children and some toys. I heard toys making noise. I'm not for sure what that is, but hopefully you can relate to it. If you can't, I don't know what to tell you. But some toys. Babysitting? I don't know, not for sure, but God, we thank you that you are even in that. Hallelujah. You are even in that. We bless you, God. We thank you. I just see some children, like children's toys, and what does that mean? Thank you, God. Bless you, Father. We thank you. Toys, some children's toys, and some blocks and just toddler toys. I don't know, daycare center. I don't know, something with the children. Something about the children. So, Father, we pray for that. We pray whatever that means in her life. We pray, God, that thing works out. We pray that it all works out for the good, that it would be a blessing unto Angela. And then, God, we pray for Angela's well-being. We pray for her safety. We pray, God, that she's always in a safe place. You remain in a place of safety. You don't have to worry about being harmed, anybody coming and robbing you and stealing and breaking into your home. We thank you, Father, that Angela is in a safe place. She's safe. She's safe and she's safe and she's safe. We bless you, God. You are such God. You are so good to us. God is so good to us. God is good to us. We pray, God. Yes. A safe place for you, Angela. A safe place for you. We pray, God. A safe place. You always have that roof over your head. A safe place. Place of safety. Where you're not being harmed. You're not being hurt. A place of safety for you. I'm going to unmute you, Angela, and then I'm going to let you come on in. Let me see here. Oh, there you are. Okay. And then I'll let you speak. If you have any requests, we'll pray for that. Okay? All right. There you are. Angela? You still there?
Uh-oh. I'm here.
Wait,
here.
Wait, just a minute.
Hello?
Is that Angela?
This is Angela,
but you
were talking to another Angela.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. I'm on the wrong person.
This is 8042.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong
Hello?
Person. Hold on, just a second. Hold on, I'm sorry. I clicked on the wrong person, y'all. I'm a little rusty, y'all. Just hang in there tight. Hold on.
Just relax.
Okay, there you go, Angela. Now I think I got the right answer.
Oh, yes, thank Jesus. You so much.
Don't kill me, y'all. Okay.
No. It's okay. Yes, thank you so much. Wow, children's toys. You know, yesterday I went to my sister's house. She has, I call my little munchkins. I have three nieces and nephews. I'm always in toys yesterday.
Okay.
Maybe that's where that's coming from. I don't know. But yeah. So, I mean, I don't have any children, but I took them some toys yesterday. I guess I bring them toys every now and then for their birthdays and stuff, but yeah. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, do you want children? I don't know.
No.
Gotta ask. Oh, okay.
At one point I did. That was years ago, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but those I call them my children. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you have anything you want to pray for, Angela?
Just pray for my family, that there are some people that are not saved, and of course my brother and stuff, and just asking the Lord to really touch them and give them a heart of flesh with their, you know, with their proudness, I guess, you know, and that God would bring them into the truth and light.
Thank you, Father. We bless you that you are concerned. You want your family to be saved. That you're concerned about it. That's beautiful. Thank you, God. Who don't want their family members to be saved? Thank you, Father. Well, there are some people. Never mind. There are some people. But we thank you, God, for Angela. We thank you, Father, for Angela. We thank you, God, that, you know, you have paid attention to her family members because that's her heart. You know, because that's the heartbeat of God that she has for her family to be saved. God, we thank you that you are keying in on her family members, their salvation because of Angela. She has lifted them up. And so, God, we bless you and we thank you, Angela, that we will not fear, Angela, that salvation will not be unto them. Believe, salvation is unto them. Don't fear, don't be afraid, don't be worried. You prayed for them. You stand in the gap for them. You believe God for them. And then you go on with your life. God is paying attention to them because you've lifted them up. God, he's going to pay attention anyway, but even more so because you prayed for them and you've lifted them up even more so.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he said. Pray. Pray for people. That's what he said. And we pray for your family and that you will see your whole family, every member, acknowledging God, acknowledging that God is real, acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believing that. And it's like, don't expect for everybody to just, you know, to just walk uprightly immediately. No, some people, it take a little time. They believe in Jesus, but, you know, they still going to do some things. But the most important thing is that they believe. Whether you see the fruit of that or not, salvation is still there. Well, they drink a lot. Well, they still save. Or well, they smoke a lot. They still save. Well, you know, they always cussing people out. Well, they still save. But they always beating up people. They still save. So you believe that God has saved your family. And you don't worry. No, don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Salvation be unto your family. May it be like a domino effect from one to the other, to the other, to the other, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. God is good. He's good. Look for the goodness. Look for the good things, Angela. Okay? Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're very welcome. I receive it. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, call back, Angela. All right, have a good night, okay?
I'm in. You too.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller here. Let's see here. Okay, let me write this down because I don't want to mess up like I just did a moment ago, you all. Okay, so the next column is I have, next caller I have is going to be 804218. I think this is the other Angela.
It is the other Angela. Hello. A lot of folks know me as Angie from Virginia, but you know who I am.
Woo! Thank you. Okay, so is it okay if I call you Angie, or that's okay?
Yeah, okay. Whatever, yeah, as long as you just call me, I guess. Just call me.
Well, thank you for hanging on. And I'm sorry that I called you earlier and it wasn't for you. That was my fault. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. And thank you, Angie, from the VA, right? From the VA, from Virginia. Is that what you said?
From Virginia. Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Okay, Angie, she said I can call her Angie. All right, Angie, I'm going to pray for you. Let me put you on mute real quick. I'm going to pray for you, and then we'll let you come back in. If you have any requests that you want us to pray for, we'll do that. I'll do that. We'll do that. Okay? All right, let me put you on mute here, Angie. Angie from the VA. Father, we thank you for Angie from the VA. Hallelujah, Angie from the VA. God, you are good. What do you want for Angie from the VA? You're going somewhere, Angie. You're going somewhere. And it's like your arms are working. You were like in a canoe, your arm, but it's your arm. I think like your arms are really working to get you somewhere, but you're going, you're going, you're going, you're going. You probably sometimes feel like you're not, you know, I don't really feel like, ain't nothing really happening. But you're going, you're going, you're going, you're going. You're going to see the end of the thing. You're going to see the end. You're going to see it happen. We bless you, Father. We thank you. I see a tool. What kind of tool is that? A tool. It's blue. It has blue. Wait. I don't. What kind of tool? Let me see if I can draw it. Just a second. Angie, hold on. Let me see if I can draw this tool and figure out what it is. Hold on. Just a moment. I just saw a tool. Let's see, it has two, like, headphones, but it's not headphones. It's made of iron, and it has rubber around the head part or the round part of the what is that? I don't know what that is, but it's a tool. A tool. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, I might be all over the place on this one, Angie. I don't know. A tool. But you're going somewhere. You're going somewhere. So going somewhere. Some kind of a tool, a canoe. Lord have mercy. All these different things. Jesus, well, how do we connect the dots on this one? Thank you, God. We bless you for Angie, God. Angie, you're going somewhere, but I did see what I saw. But you are going somewhere. It seems like you're putting in a lot of work, and it seems like maybe you don't see a whole lot of fruit, but it's coming. It's still coming. It's still coming. It's still, oh, God is good to you. God wants to bless you tremendously. It's coming, and he's going to. It's coming. It's coming, and 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 it's coming. And there will be a point where it will no longer be coming. It will be here. It will be it. You will see it. You will feel it. You will smell it. You will touch it. You'll experience it. There will be a point where it will no longer be coming. You're no longer going to have to work your arms so hard. Like, my God, Jesus, when do you show up? You show up for everybody else. Are you ever going to show up for me? Ever. I'm here and I've been waiting. I've been praying and believing and like, good God. How far in the sea, past the sea, beyond the sea, into the sea, up under the sea, over the sea, on the other side of the sea, do I have to go? But there will be a point where this thing will happen. And you're going to see it. And you're going to cry, you're going to bawl, and you're going to cry, and you're going to bawl your eyes. And I can't believe, yes, God loves you. He loves you. Jesus. God loves you, Angie. He loves you. He has not forgotten you. You are on his list, girl. Almost like Santa Claus. We just came out of Christmas. You're on his list. And not that you're the 13th most, you know, you're 13. You're number 13 on the list, and that's how important you are. But somebody else is number one. No, you're on the list of number one. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. God is with you. He is for you. I don't care what the past was. I don't care. God don't care. He don't care, Angie. He don't care. Don't bring up nothing. Don't you bring up, he don't care. He don't care, Angie. He don't care about the past. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You are moving on, honey. You are moving on. Move on, move on, move on, move on, and move on. And you'll see the fruition of God. You'll see the very thing that you want to see. God wants to show you I'm a good God. And I'm not going to do it because you've been so wonderful. No, I'm going to do it because I'm God. What are you talking about? I'm not doing it because you've done anything great. What can you possibly do, Angie, that's so great? Nothing. So he doesn't do it for you, Angie, because you've done something. He do it because he's great. So be it unto you. Let it happen. I'm going to unmute you here, Angie, just a second. 804, let me make sure I got the right person. I don't want to call on another Angie. All right, here we go. There you go, Angie. I unmuted you.
Okay.
All right.
So you saw what kind of tool now? What was it?
I don't know what kind of tool that was. It had blue rubber around it. Blue rubber or blue, I just saw a tool. It had blue rubber, a tool. I call it a tool. I'm not for sure. And it was round. Almost made like headphones, but not quite. But yeah.
It looked like headphones, but it was blue rubber.
Yeah, well, it was iron. I guess you call it iron. But the round part that you would put over your, if it was headphones, not that I saw headphones, but if it was, the part that the round part that you put over your head, that part had blue rubber wrapped around it. But the object was made out of iron, metal. Or you know what, metal. It was made out of metal, I guess you would say. But yeah, I want you go pray about that. I'm not for sure. I think it's a tool, but it could be. I don't know. Listen, I just give you what I see. I don't always get the interpretation. Sometimes we do. Sometimes. We don't, but I just saw that. And that's,
do you know what the tool does?
I sure don't. I have no idea. I don't even know what kind of tool it is.
Well, okie dokie. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, that's no problem. No problem. Like maybe, I don't know, and maybe it is. Let me see. Thank you, Father. God, give us the interpretation. We don't want to walk away without any interpretation if you can give it to us now. Father, we bless you. We thank you. I think it just may be headphones. Hearing from God. But I don't want to misinterpret that. You have to go and pray about that and see if God shows you anything, and maybe God will show you something. And it's, I think it's going to be something around your house. That's how I can say that. I think it's going to be something around your house. It's going to be something around your house.
Okay.
I think that he'll show you and may it'll mean something to you, I believe. Yeah, I think it's going to be something around your house, and it'll mean something to you. You pray, and you just pray real quick. You know, God, show me. What does that mean? And give it a second, let God speak to you, and then a moment, maybe you walk into the restroom, and you'll see something that looks like what we just described. And then you'll tell God, show you. What is this? Because, God only gives us so much, I can only give you so, yeah. So you pray about that. But whatever it is, just know, you know, you move on. God is moving you on to some other things. And God is going to, you know, God is going to deliver you from some things. Deliverance is unto you. God is going to deliver you from some things. And it's a beautiful thing, Angie. It's a beautiful thing. He's going to deliver you from something. I can't put your business out there, but God is going to deliver you from some things. And it's beautiful. Look forward to it. This is beautiful, Angie. This is beautiful. God loves you so much. This is good. This is some good stuff. God's going to deliver you. You need some deliverance from something, and you're going to get it. You are going to get it. You are going to get it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. See how beautiful God is? He don't even tell us. He don't even tell us everything. He just gives you hints so that you can go back. You know what it is. You'll see. God is good. And he's good to you. And God is going to move you on into some other things. I know that's, you know, said this and that and that and the third, but I think you can piece it together, I believe, and then kind of interpret what God is saying to you directly, personally, individually, you, yourself. But God is going to deliver you. Deliverance unto you, Angie. Deliverance unto you. And you will move on. Deliverance, I speak unto you in your spirit, and you are free forevermore, forevermore. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Never to be bound to anything again. In Jesus' name. You are free. You are free. You are free, Angie. You are free. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Angie. And thank you for letting me call you Angie.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Good night.
All right. You have a good night, too, Angie. Call back.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. So I'm going to call them, and I'm going to move to the next caller I have. It's going to be 469553. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Barbara from Texas. Hello.
Get out of here.
Let me call
Get out of here. Come on, Bob. Holly, I haven't heard from you in so long. Ain't this beautiful? But I haven't heard from you in so long. I don't even think I've heard you on the show in a while. So thank you, Barbara. So sweet. Oh, thank you for calling me, Barbara. But let me pray for you tonight. Let me pray for you. Let me go ahead on and pray for you and then let you come on back in, y'all. Y'all ready for Barbara to preach? Now let me quit. Okay, Barbara. Let me put you on mute. Woo! All right, let's pray for Barbara. Hallelujah. So sweet. Don't she got a sweet voice, y'all? So we thank you, God, for Barbara. Bless the Lord, Father. We thank you, God. You are good to us. We bless you for Barbara. And what would you want to say to Barbara tonight? Hallelujah, Barbara. I still see these clothes. I see a dress with a zipper. I don't know. Again, fashion. Something about fashion. I see a dress and it's like, oh, Lord, wait a minute. What do you put on? What's the thing that you put on? Law? Jesus? You know, let me just say this, Barbara. And I don't know. Okay, I'm getting a little teary-eyed here. A girdle, like you know when you get ready to get married and you have to fit into your dress. And I see women helping to zip up a dress from your back. Thank you, Father. Whatever that is. Thank you, Jesus. I just gave it to you, Barbara. That's all I got. I'm going to unmute you. That's it. I'm going to unmute you right now. You come on in. Say what you got to say. That's That's what I saw. I saw what I saw.
Oh, my God. That's
oh
what
my
I saw.
God,
I got all of it. I've been telling each one, each caller that I've called in, that I write a lot of things. I don't speak it out. Usually I prophesy in the tongues, but the Lord gave me a dream, a vision. And I said, Lord, when will this woman of God ever come back? So I got the answer over and over and over. And I said, well, Lord, I've been working on my mind, my heart, washing myself. And I even told the story about a hairdresser. And I kept saying, Lord, why would I be going to the beauty shop when I don't have to go? And then I got a call from one of my daughters. She said, Mom, every time you go to get your hair done, I'm going to start calling you, and we're going to just go together and don't worry about anything, and I'm taking you with. And I like, well, okay, Lord, but this is spiritual. This is spiritual that I needed to know. So I asked the Lord to show me, and I got that, and then he turned around and gave me another answer. And I saw, just like you were telling the lady, just say you're number one. Just say, because I could see the cars parked, and I could see where the building we went to. And I didn't know how to say the word when there's an open cart, like an open garage, like when people come, the guests arrive, and use their valet and park your car in line. And I could see like one, two, and then I could see my car. And I couldn't miss my car because it has a car that nobody could resist. And I'm like, what are some cars parked there? And when I heard you tell the other caller, I kept telling God, I'm not number three, I'm number one.
Come on. Yes.
It was for an event. It was a special event. And then I kept praying for the clothing. And I went and bought something, but I hung it in the closet. And I lost so much weight that I had to go and buy another one. And she said, well, you can just change it. You can just change. I said, well, this is just a ballroom dress. And I gave the other dress away. And it was so beautiful. And then I went and got another one. And it was smaller. And I said, Lord, I wonder, can I really get in that dress? I said, but you know what? If I need a little help, I can always girdle down. You know how we like to look like a Coke bottle. So
that's what I saw. Yes.
And the way I'm built, I have to wear something, you know, because it's just too much. No matter how much weight I lose, we were made that way. You know how we made it in the back. Oh, my God. So I had to look up hairdress. Now, how did I lose it just that quick? But I did go back, and I asked the Lord to show me what he was fixing, not just my mind. But I said, Lord, when we go to the beauty shop, what does that mean? He said, you study to show yourself approved. Great honor and respect will be yours when you come out on top, heads above others by using your quick mental faculty. And I knocked on the girl door. I even know her name. And I'm like, Lord, why would she be doing my hair? But you know what? She lives in Mansfield, and I'm not ashamed to say her name. And she's very powerful and smart, and she can sing. You know the young lady that sang Take Me to the King?
Yes.
Is it Pamela Manning?
Yes.
That's who was doing my hair. Mm. And she got it fixed up, and it was down past, you know, because my hair used to be right at the top of my hips right there. And I'm like, wait a minute. And when she got through with it and fixed it, it was beautiful. And I had a lot of people, like, you know, males just speaking and wanting to know. And I'm always just friendly to people because of the Lord that's in our lives. But at the same time, it's like, bye.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the one. I have to obey God. I mean, I can't just go by what you think it ought to be, but God has to actually show me the person, the name, and everything, and he did. He did it over and over every time I asked him. And I'm like, Lord, is this really true? Am I mixing this up with somebody? And then the Lord even showed me they were in agreement with me, and they knew everything about me. But it was, you know, it's just dreams.
Huh.
And it's just beautiful the way it happened. Because they're well known, but I know their mother. But I never would say anything to her because, you know, I'm always praying for her.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to go all over the place, but I just had to say that.
That's okay. I go all over. You see, I go all over the place. So you all right with me?
You're just giving me all the answers that tied in. And it's like the Lord just used it greatly in that area. So I'm just so proud. I'm just so happy, humble myself. You know, not to, and I was just writing something about a change coming. And I think last night, the two people last night gave me prophetic word and talking about a change, and God changed you like a mother. And seeing, I love children. They deal with nothing but children. And I have my own grandkids. And I love taking my time with children.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just, and then when you were talking to the last caller, I started laughing because you were telling us something about the toys. And me and my second oldest granddaughter went shopping for one of the granddaughters. And she bought nothing but toys. And we went up every aisle.
Yeah.
Nothing but toys. And I laughed, like the clay dough, the microphone, not the microphone, but the headphone. Like you can go in another room, push the button, breaker, one night. You know, it's the little bitty one, like a cell phone. And so they were playing with that, and she bought dolls. She bought just a big basket, but nothing but toys. And she told her, look now, this is for Nana's house. We're not going to take this to your house. You have toys at home. But when you come over Nana, you have plenty of toys. And I started laughing because I'm like, Lord, she's telling her that about kids. I said, but that goes for me too. I'm like, I receive that. So, praise God.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. Yes, and maybe all over the place, but it's just great teaching, great prophetic word. And it just, it fit in different areas of our lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And that
thank
dress,
you.
I know you saw a color. Because I'm like, Lord, let her tell more about that dress. Because when you said the zipper, I'm like, oh my God. Oh,
well, I'm
going to
tell you,
I just,
you know, this is what I saw, tell you. I don't want to be explicit on, I got to be careful because I don't even know what this is.
Right.
So if I'm, y'all help me out. In terms of what I'm about to say, I think I know what this is, but I'm not for sure. But this is a bustier. Is that a thing that goes around the waist when you're getting, like you're putting on a dress a certain way and they're zipping you? I have no idea, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
If that's explicit, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, I'm just telling you that's the word that can, like a girdle. And the ladies and but were behind helping to zip it up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it could also be spiritual, you know?
I'm sorry?
Oh, man. It could also be spiritual, you know, preparing for the bride.
Okay, come on, Barbara, go ahead on and give us some.
yeah,
but that's what I saw. I saw the zipper. I saw people helping you, the ladies helping you zip up. You trying to fit into it? They trying to fit into this dress? They zipping you up? That's what I saw.
I did see it though, because the dream, the vision that the Lord gave me that I dreamt, it was more than just parking other cars. It went into other parts, and it was like they were preparing me. This room had all of this for different things of the hair. Then something else, it was another room for something else, and then something else, and it went on and on. And I began to question it because I had a business called Barbara's Boutique and Fashion. And I never really done anything after my husband passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then the pandemic came, so I just kind of slowed it down. And just, but the business card, the business, everything is there. You know, the license for everything.
Yes. Yes. Well, listen, that's what I saw. I don't know what you're hoping for right now, but I saw, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Listen, you was getting ready for a wedding, honey. That's pretty much what I kind of saw. I ain't want to misinterpret nothing, but I just saw the ladies help you put your dress on. They zip you up from the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. I saw you being zipped up from the back. Anyway, that's what
That's what they do.
We pray, God. We thank you, Father, for what that means. I believe it means in the natural. It could be spiritual, as you said, Barbara. You take that whichever way the Lord would have you to receive that. But I believe, God, that it's on the way, that this thing will happen. That I believe that, God, you got a man for it, Jesus. I believe you, God. I believe you for that. And it's probably, since we got that tonight, it's probably going to happen a little faster than what you think. So we thank you, Father.
Uh-oh.
We bless you for it. Ha, come on. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. And then I will also tell you, I also saw ponytails. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me about a ponytail? And he said, write this down. He said, for a girl to wear her hair in a ponytail indicates she's casual, relaxed, fine, having fun, but she's a real sport about it. And it meant like different, you know, like sophistication or whatever way you wanted to do it.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a short. It still, and see, he showed me twice about the hair, and I'm like, that means get ready.
So you get ready. Yes, I mean, I don't know no other. Where else can you go with this? I can't see nowhere else to go with this. I don't want to put no limitations on God. But I'm telling you what I saw. You telling me what you got, and to me, it adds up. It ain't got to be that much of a mystery now. Come on, Jesus. It can be a mystery, but it ain't got to be that deep of a mystery. God, He with us. He know we're trying to figure some things out. He know what we want. So, God, yes, get ready. I believe that's what that is. I mean, good Lord, on the start of 2023, get ready, Barbara. Get ready.
On the minds of 2 or 3 witnesses, He said your words will be established.
Get ready.
So there you go.
For it to happen. And it might blindside you. come from a direction you ain't even thought about. So get ready. Be ready. Be encouraged and know it's going to happen. Yes, and it's probably going to come from a direction that you ain't even looking for.
I wasn't. I mean, I said I've been looking, but I don't look because I've really been just writing and working and working and studying and preparing messages. And I said, Lord, let me start cleaning up. It's just time to do a clean house. It's time to do a makeover.
Listen, so, you can look forward, but it's still, listen, it's good to look forward. You're supposed to look forward. You're supposed to be expecting something. If we prayed and you got words and you're supposed to look forward. And you can look forward, but know this. You're looking forward, but God is still so amazing. He'll shoot it from a way that you ain't even looking at, a direction you ain't even looking at. So I think this is going to come from a place that you ain't even thought it would come from this place. You're going to be able to testify. That I was believing God, and I was looking over here, and I was looking over there, and I'm, you know, and God came from this way. I wasn't even looking at. It's going to be a place that you wasn't even looking at. You thought you looked in all the places, Barbara. You thought you looked everywhere. I looked all over the house. I didn't see. It's going to come from a whole other place. So you'll see.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready.
That's it. Yes. That's my answer.
Keep on looking. It's natural. That's normal. Keep looking the way you've been looking. Keep on looking. You all right. But just know God is amazing. He going to shock you. He going to come from somewhere else, honey. Just when you thought you figured God out, you ain't got him figured out. Okay? You remember
Thank
that.
God.
Just when you think you got him figured out, you ain't got him figured out. Okay? So get ready.
Yeah.
Hey. I hope I'm the one you call back to. I hope I'm doing the show tonight. So thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. And is anything else, Barbara? That's it. We're gonna move on. Is there anything that you want to? Okay.
Yes, I want to pray for Zoe and Ricky. They were in a motorcycle accident, and I need God to do something.
Oh, Lord, I hope y'all didn't hear that. I'm dropping stuff. Zoe and Ricky, hallelujah.
Zoe
Father, we thank you. Zoe and Ricky, God, we lift Zoe and Ricky up to you, God. Hallelujah. I feel like God is saying, hey, they're my favorites. Not that nobody else is not God's favorite, but it's nice when God says, hey, you're my favorite, even though everybody's his favorite, but it's nice when God says it. They're my favorite. So thank you, God. We lift up your favorites unto you. We bless you, God, that you are a good God to put them back together again. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, and y'all know the rest of that. And so, Father, we bless you that you put them back together again. Hallelujah. Be made whole, that you won't, that they, the mental state of mind won't be destroyed, won't be, that they'll still have their the ability to think healthy thoughts, that their mind and the way they see things is not destroyed. Perspective, give them a God perspective, Father, that their minds are not, that they don't have a mental torment as a result of this, you know, being afraid to do anything else afterwards because of the accident, because of this, and because, you know, after that, now all of a sudden, you know, they can't do anything else. They're paralyzed in their minds because of what happened. Father, we thank you that you freed them from that. We thank you, God, that that will not be a part of them. We thank you, Father. You're so amazing and so wonderful and so beautiful. I don't know. I see some pound cake. Lord have mercy. Maybe I'm hungry. But I see a pound cake. I don't know what that means. But anyway, Father, we bless you. We thank you. God is amazing, and God has a sense of humor. So, yeah. Thank you, God, that you are the God of recovery. You do it all. Thank you. Thank you for Barbara again. And may Barbara, and may she look forward to, just may she be excited and look forward to wonderful things happening to her. Wonderful things happening to her. May she look forward to that. And God, shock Barbara, blow her mind in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I love you. Bye. God bless.
I love you too. All right. Have a good night, Barbara. Call back. I hope I'm the one. Thank Call you. Back too. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Will do.
Bye. All right. All right. Okay. And thank you all for continuing to hang on. I'm going to move on to our next caller. And remember, I'm praying for, I don't know, if you're listening and you don't have your hand up and you were born in 1976, I pray, again, the blessings of God, the favor of God upon you. May God bring you to your knees in Jesus' name. Let's move to our next caller here. It's going to be, you know what, let me get my pad and my pen real quick. Because y'all know me by now, huh? Felicia always messing up, but she gets it right after a moment. Okay. Here we go. We got 321-230. Who am I speaking with? And where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Antelise calling from New York.
Antelise, yes. Oh, I got it right. I think I spoke to you before, Antelise. I got it right.
You have.
I think I did. I think. Oh, okay, good. I went for Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for letting me know. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm in the mood. Thank you, Jesus. Let me put you on mute, Aunt Elise. I'm going to pray for you. And if I continue to talk and pronounce your name wrong, Aunt Elise, from this moment, I apologize in advance because I think I'm saying it right now, but I may just veer off and end up pronouncing it wrong. So please forgive me if I do. But so far, I got Aunt Elise. So thank you, Father, for Aunt Elise. I'm going to put you on mute, Aunt Elise. I hope you don't feel like I cut you off. Thank you, Father, for Aunt Elise. We bless you. We thank you. Makata robo shekele labo sekele labo randele labo sakareba bababa karobo shakareba babaya. A waterfall, Aunt Elise. A waterfall. Matoreba karisa labo shakarisa. Jesus. God is in love with you. I feel like God is saying, tell her I'm in love with her. You go, you know how you go to the waterfall and they would say, throw a coin in and then make a wish. There's one, you know, make a wish. The very thing that you desire right now, the right now, right now, right now, right now. Think of one thing that you want right now. Boom, you got it. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. That one thing. One thing. This, what do you want real bad right now, right now, right now, right now? Boom! God has given it unto you. Be it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours, Aunt Elise. Like you throw a penny into the, you know how you throw a penny into the waterfall. You go somewhere and you, there's a waterfall. You see a lot of coins at the bottom. People threw coins in. You know how they do that thing. But this is an example tonight. So that God has given, you know, the very thing that you want right now, be it unto you. And be it not many days. Minore bakarisa. Esto torraba shede. I pray, be it not many days, Lord. I pray, be it not many days. You're going to bump into the right person at the right time. There's someone that you're going to bump into. It's going to be the right person at the right time. I don't know if this is going to be a man. Not for sure. But you're going to bump into the right person at the right time. In public. Outside. Walking around. Like amazing. Like you go, wow, what are the odds of me bumping into you? Yeah. A good relationship be unto you, and to Lisa, a good relationship. A bomb, like the bomb relationship be unto you, where people will be like, I want a relationship like that. I want, that's relationship goals. You know how they do that? Be it unto you, Antelise, that people will be able to say that about you. And it won't be fake and phony. It won't be a fake and phony relationship. It'll be the real deal, the real thing, the real deal. You won't be pretending, oh, we're happy, no, and then you're really not happy. No, the real deal, the real deal. Be it unto you, Antelise. Be it unto you and your occupation. Your occupation. God bless your occupation. Your occupation. Your occupation be blessed. Not for sure what you want to do occupational wise. Be blessed. Your occupation be blessed. I decree prosperity come unto you through your occupation. I mean, lots of money go to you. Lots of money to Aunt Elise. Through her occupation. Lots of money. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Be unto you through your occupation. I mean opportunities bringing about more money, more money, more money, more money in Jesus' name. And good relationship. There's a good relationship that's coming unto you. It's going to be a good relationship. Like you really are going to be happy, girl. You really are going to be happy. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. Good God Almighty. To God be the glory. I'm going to unmute you here, Aunt Elise. Let me see. I think I wrote your name. Make sure I unmute the right person. Okay, there you are. All right, Aunt Elise. I'm going to unmute you. Anything you want to pray for, we'll pray for. I'll let you speak.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't have much to say. That was amazing.
Oh. Okay.
It was. Thank you so much.
Good. Well, God is good. God loves you. God is good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for speaking. Yes, I hope that blessed you tonight. Thank you, God. I pray for every person tonight, earlier today. I pray for every caller. So thank you, Aunt Elise. Appreciate you. And you don't have anything you just want to pray for specifically? You just want to? Okay. All right. Okay. And good life unto you, Aunt Elise. May you have a good night and a good life. Girl, good. You're going to be happy. Actually, you're going to be happy, girl. You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Hallelujah. You watch and see. You're going to be happy, girl. Hi, God. Woo, girl. You're going to be happy. All right. Thank you, Aunt Elise. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling and letting me pray for you, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night. God bless you.
Okay. I receive. You too. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right. Let me move on to the next caller here. And thank you all for hanging on. I appreciate y'all. It makes me feel good. Y'all hanging on in there. I love it. Okay. Makes me feel special. Special, special. All right. Let's see here. Next caller. Let me write your number down so that I don't mess up again. I'm not going to sing, y'all. Don't worry. I'm not going to sing. Okay, fine. Okay, here we go. Next caller I have is going to be 202-557. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please? Uh-oh. Hello? Did I get too excited? 202-557. Who am I speaking with? What? No! Okay. All right. I'm going to put you on mute because I got some other callers. I'm going to put you on mute. And I'll go back to you after I come from the, just in case you're having phone issues, maybe. I'm going to put you on mute. I'm going to move to the next caller here. Okay? And then I'll go back to you just in case you're having phone issues. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next caller. Let me see here because I got to make sure I don't go back. I'm sorry. All right, next caller I'm going to call on is going to be 240-482. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie from North Carolina.
How are you? It's nice to hear you.
Thank you, Valerie. Well, I guess you could tell. She sounds like she's having a pretty good night. I am. I'm having fun. I haven't done the show in so long. Well, you know, I haven't done the show in, well, you guys know. I haven't done the show in, well, to me it feels like so long, but maybe not. But to me it does. And I'm so happy to be doing a show tonight. And thank you, Valerie, for calling in and letting me pray for you. Okay, I appreciate you. I'm going to put you on mute. I'm going to pray for you. And, of course, as always, for everybody, if there's anything you want me to pray for, we'll do that. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Valerie. Let me make sure I got everything. Okay. All right, Father, we bless you. We thank you for Valerie. Hallelujah, Valerie. Mato Rabba Rabba Kasi. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Sunshine, sunshine. The sunshine, sunshine. The rainy days are over. Sunshine, sunshine. Sunshine and more sunshine. Sunshine. The sun is shining. The sun is shining. Sunshine. Your rainy days be over. Your rainy days be over. Sunshine. Sunshine. Look to the sunshine. Mango bante baganda bo geshe era bakanda bo shede. Sunshine. Your rainy days over. Your rainy days over. All the weeds, all of the deception, and all of the bad things that people can do to cause harm in your life be over. Sunshine. I can hear this song. My sunshine has come. There's no more rain in this cloud. I know I can't sing, but this is what I hear. My sunshine has come. There's no more rain in this cloud. That's it. That's what I got. My sunshine has come. There's no more rain in this cloud. God got a lot of stuff for you, a lot of stuff for you, a lot of stuff for you, Val. He got a lot of stuff for you, girl, a lot of stuff for you. A lot of stuff. A lot of things. That's material things, spiritual things. A lot of stuff. I don't know if these books and stuff, and I don't know if you're a reader or not, but I see books, but a reader or a writer, not for sure, but I kind of saw that too. But yeah, God has a lot of things for you, a lot of stuff for you. So get ready to be overwhelmed. Get ready to be overwhelmed with the blessings of God. Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Get ready to be overwhelmed. I mean, to you, you can't carry it all. You ain't going to be able to carry it all by yourself. You're going to have some help to carry this stuff. God got a lot of stuff for you. Just a lot. A lot. No more rain. No more rain. You work with the Lord. You. How the Bible says we are workers together with God. Do your part and you'll see your rainy days are over. The joy of the Lord be unto you. God's got a lot of things for you. Somebody's going to say, oh, I got something for you. Whoa. And then they're going to come back and say, oh, I got something else for you. Whoa. And then somebody's going to say, I got something for you. And then somebody else is going to say, I got something. I forgot about this. And more? Yes, there's more. I got something else for you. And I got something else for you. And I got something else for you. And I got something else. And I got something else. And I got something else. And it's not because everything has to be, you know, always, it's just material things. There's more to life than materialistic things. Of course there is. But material things are nice, you have to admit. And also, those material things will be an indication that God is saying, I love you. I'm giving you this because I love you. These people are giving you these things and blessing you with these things, not because of just out of thin air. They're doing that because I love you, Valerie, because I love you, because I love you. I'm going to unmute you. And whatever you want us to pray for, we'll pray for. All right? There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
You know, I, this was, I don't, maybe a month or two ago, Angela Joy prayed for me and one of the songs that there was a song that came to her, and it was Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, what? You know what? I wish I would have heard. Well, actually, I'm glad I did hear that show. I'm glad I could hear that show.
Yeah. And, you know, just to hear that again, it's just very encouraging to me because it's been a very tough couple of years, and so I'm ready for the sunshine.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm so glad that you. Thank you, Lord. And I promise to God on my life, I didn't hear the show. I didn't hear. I promise you, I didn't hear that show. I'm glad I wasn't available to hear it because you know, I didn't hear that show. Thank you, Father. I didn't. God, thank you. Just thank you. And I still hear the song. I still hear the, my sunshine has come. I can still hear it. Wow. Girl, I told you, God is, I'm telling you, somebody's going to come back and say the same thing. I got something else for you and something else for you. And it's going to be the same. I got something and more and more and more and more. So just get ready for more and more and more and more. God is good. God is good. He loves you, girl. He loves you. That's beautiful. Thank you, God. I'm so glad. Because sometimes when we give these words, you know, sometimes I get a little, I do. I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I get a little nervous sometimes. But I just have to give it. And so thank you for sharing that, God. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. Ah, thank you, Lord. Woo.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. All right. Did you have anything else you want to pray for, Valerie, or excuse me?
I have a good friend who is going through a really tough time right now. And just without going into all the details,
yes.
I know that she really is, I mean, she's a believer. She is walking with the Lord, but she's just in a very difficult situation relationally and just financially, all of those things. And so I just wanted to see if you could just pray for her.
Yes, we can pray for her. Now, she wasn't one of the ones born in 1976, was she? I don't know. I got to ask.
No.
Okay. Amen.
No,
she's
a little bit younger than that.
Okay. Amen. Let's pray for her. All right. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, that this person is on your radar. She is on God's radar. And God's going to even return the blessing unto you, again, even more unto you, Valerie, just for lifting her up and just for being concerned and loving her in that way. Father, we thank you that this person is on your radar. This person on your radar. They will come out. They will come out of all those things. This person will come out. They will come out of all those things. We bless you, God, that we see them out. I believe that this person will come out. Almost like unscathed, unharmed, untouched, like this, like nothing happened. They will come out. We thank you, Father, that this person is on your radar, and they'll come out believing God more than ever before. If they ever believe God, they'll believe God this time. If they never believe God, they will. If they have, they'll believe God more than ever. God will be so real to this person. God is going to be so real to this person. This person is going to be able to say, it was God. 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 So we thank you, Father. We bless you for that. We look forward to that. And may Valerie, may you call back and be able to say, yes, my friend is doing well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They'll be able to
thank
say,
you.
God
Amen.
Is God, is God, is God, is God, is God. God lives and he reigns and he rules. They will be able to say that and they will rejoice. Hallelujah. Both of you will rejoice. You both will rejoice. And so we thank you, Father. God is so good. I'm telling you, God is going to bless. Oh, woo. God is just going to bless y'all. He's going to bless y'all. Hey, I mean, this is what a wonderful show tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you so much. Amen.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome, Valerie. Thank you. Appreciate you.
God
All
bless
right.
you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. I am. Thank you. Have a good night, Valerie.
You too.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right. I'm going to go back to the person that I called on before this last call and see if you are now ready to speak. Okay, 202-557. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
This is Robbie.
Robbie?
Yay.
Robbie, you said?
Yes.
Robbie, okay. Robbie from?
From VA.
Oh, from VA. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got you now, Robbie. I called on you earlier. I wasn't sure what happened. Whatever, I wasn't sure. But, yeah, I'm glad I came back to you, and I didn't forget about you. God, we thank you. So, all right, so, Robbie, we're going to pray for you, okay? I'm going to put you on mute, and then I'm going to unmute you.
Okay.
All right, and thank you for hanging on, Robbie. Appreciate it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Robbie from the VA. Robbie, Makarobo Shakarisa. I'm not for sure if you are musically inclined. You may be, may not be, or you know someone who is. Not for sure, but we thank you, God, for Robbie. A gift of the Lord. You're a gift. You're more than what you think you are. You're much more than what you think you are. Man, it's something about your perspective of who you are. Man, you bad, Robbie. You bad. You just gotta, you know what I'm saying? Come on, Robbie. Come on, accept it. Receive it. Walk in it, Robbie. Walk in that. You're great. You are great, man. You're great. You're great. Hallelujah. You're great. I don't know if there's something that you're going to perform. You're going to perform or do something before a crowd of people. something, a crowd, like a crowd of people around you, and you're doing something. You're going to do something. There's something, and there's a crowd of people that are going to be around you, and you're going to be doing something magnificent, something wonderful, something awesome, something that the crowd is going to absolutely love and be amazed at. Like, wow, how did he do that? We don't know. It's the gift of God, Robbie. It's the gift of God. Father, we bless you for Rob. We bless you that everything that Robbie wants, everything that his heart desires, he gets. Hallelujah. May you always receive your heart's desire. God, reward Robbie for walking uprightly. Reward Robbie for wanting to do right, for being right. And even when you do wrong, Robbie, just because you desire to do right and you messed up, God still wants to bless you. He still wants to favor you. He still wants the best for you. God loves you. God is still going to bless you. But I just see you performing and doing something before a crowd of people. Not for sure what that will be or what that is or if you do it already, but just performing, a performance, performing. I don't know. Just performing. And maybe the enemy have tried to stop you from doing that. The enemy has found a way to sneak in to hinder you from doing that. And maybe it's paralyzed you. But God is freeing you that you can perform and do and be all of that before the crowd. And when you get done performing before the crowd, and it's you and God alone, you're not going to end up empty like some people. You're going to end up knowing this was the Father's doing, and he did it through me, Robbie. And then may God bless you financially. Your broke days be over. Robbie may say, well, I ain't have no broke days. Robbie, if you've got a lot of money, there's some people who got more money than that. And then there's some people who got more money than those people. And there's some people that got more money than those people. It just depends on what level you on. Your broke days be over, whether you got money already or not. May you never be broke again in your life. I've never been broke. Okay. Well, compared to some people, you may have. But may you never lack anything. May you lack nothing. May you be able to provide and provide. When people say, hey, Robbie, can you help me out with this financially? May you, I got you. That be you. That be you. Be it unto you, Robbie. I'm going to unmute you. You got anything you want to pray for? We'll pray for. Let me unmute you, Robbie. You come on in here and speak to us. All right. There you go. Robbie, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you can. Well, I hope some of that you could relate to.
Yes. Absolutely.
Good. Good.
Absolutely. I'm sorry I'm quiet right now, but I'm just like, wow.
Oh. Wow. Now you're making me wow. Oh, I'm saying, what is it? Okay. Okay. Now I'm gonna give you some room to speak. Whatever you say, whatever you want to say, Rob. Whatever you want to say, I'm here. We can. Whatever you want to pray for, whatever you want to say, how much that prayer related to you. If not, you want to move on and pray about something. It's whatever. I'm giving you the floor to say whatever you want to say.
Well, quite a few things that was spoken, that was mentioned, that it's like right on target. Wow. I'm just almost like speechless right now.
Oh, okay.
My God. also when I ask for prayer, just also believe in God to confirm some things, you know, just to confirm some things as far as just to just for reassurance.
Yeah, that's fine. We can pray. Yeah, that's what you, that's your prayer. Let me pray.
That's something.
Sure. Amen.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off, Rob. I'm sorry.
Because there's some things that God has spoken to me, like, over and over. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there are times when we know that we hear God speak, and there's no question about it whatsoever, right?
Right.
And then there's times where we know, but then there's also times where we just kind of like to have that reassurance, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Because we understand that sometimes things don't always look like, you know. We know that God sees everything from the eternal perspective, and we know sometimes in the natural things don't always look like what's been, you know, promised or what's been spoken or what have you. But,
yeah.
You know, but if God said it, what is that old saying people say? If God said it, then that settles it. But there are still times, you know, on occasions where, you know, we still desire just that solid confirmation, you know.
Yes. Yes. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Robert. We thank you, God. God is going to do it. He is going to perform for you. As a matter of fact, Robert, he's gonna do it through you. Like he's gonna do, it don't look like it, but God's gonna do it through you. We thank you, Father. He's gonna do it through you. There's something you're going to perform, and he's gonna do it through you. And you won't know when it's all said and done that wasn't me, that was God. You gonna know. You are going to know that wasn't me, that was God. You are going to be so convinced that God is so real. God is going to convince you he is so real. He exists. He is amazing. He is as wonderful and as magnificent, as awesome as you think he is. You are going to see. God is going to do it through you. Through you. Through you. Keep hanging on in there. God's going to do it through you. You watch him. See, he'll do it through you. He's going to do this thing, and he's going to do this thing through you. And I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to be able to convince. Man, I don't believe in God. Ain't nobody going to be able to tell you that. You will never be convinced that God ain't real. You watch how God uses you. He's going to perform through you. People are going to be watching you. You're going to have people watching you. And maybe that's where the crowd came from. People are going to watch you, and you're going to perform. You're going to do things, and you're going to know, that wasn't me. I couldn't have done that. That's because God is with me. You'll see. Nobody's going to be able to convince you that God does not. I don't care what they come up with. Nobody's going to be able to convince you that God does not exist. They won't be able to. It's just not going to be. You watch and see. And you keep calling in and keep getting encouragement, because I believe God wants to continue to speak to you. He wants to continue to walk you through. Continue. You're going to be a blessed person. You're blessed. And you watch and see how much more blessed you become as a result of you continuing with the show, continuing to call and get prayer and prayed for and listening to the show. Continue. You watch and see. I mean, you ain't nobody going to be, they're going to say, man, God ain't real. They ain't going to be able to tell you nothing, Robert. They ain't going to be able to tell you. You're going to look at them like they crazy. Because you're going to know that God has performed some things through you. Not just for you, but through you. It's going to be through you and for you at the same time. But it's going to be through you. And therefore, for you. You'll see. Telling you. I just see a crowd like you performing with people. I'm like a sports event. It's just you performing before people. Just you performing a performance. You're going to perform something. I'm not for sure. It's something you're going to perform. But it ain't going to be you. It's going to be him. You're going to make people, wow. It's going to be him. When you get done, you're going to say, I can't believe it happened. And you're going to realize, oh, my God, that was the Lord. That was the Lord. God is with you. God loves you. He's with you. He's for you. You keep getting encouragement. You keep calling in. Because I'm telling you, God's going to use you in that way. It's going to be wonderful. You're going to have some wow moments, Robert. You're going to have some wow moments. You're going to have, boy. You know how people say that? Boy. You're going to have some wow moments. So thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me pray for you.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So is there anything else, Robbie? Or before I move on, is there anything else you wanted to add or say or?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, prayer. But there's some things that I'm believing God to see manifested. I believe in my heart of hearts that these things are in line with His will. His desire for me, and so I'm believing God that whatever He has to do, I know He's able to cause those things to pass.
Yes, and I feel like I hear worry less, worry less. Worry less. Worry, no worry. You need to post that somewhere. NOWORRIES! ! No worries. No worries. That's what I thought. No worries. No worries. No worries. That's for you, Robbie. No worries. Did I pronounce your name? Robbie, that's for you. No worries. No worries. God will perform. You keep going and you keep doing it. You keep calling in. You keep getting prayer. God, no worries. Worry less. No worries. You need to notate that. No worries with an exclamation mark at the end. Notate that. Keep that before you. No worries.
I'm definitely writing.
Good. You keep that before you. 2023. No worries. No worries. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for calling in. Let's see. Is there anything else, or did I? Pray for you. Is there anything else you want to pray for?
Yes, I know God knows. I'm not going to mention the names, but I'm praying for two individuals, and God knows them. But I'm praying for them. The Lord will, watch over them, and the Lord will. Keep them. These are two individuals that are dear to my heart, and that God will keep them, and that God will watch. watch over them, and God will protect them, and he will direct and guide them.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Father. We pray for their protection. God, the way you protected Jeremiah, protect them. In Jesus' name. Father, we believe you. We thank you. You know those two people that are on his heart. We lift them up to you. We pray for their protection. We pray, God, the very desire that you have for them to come to pass, the best. And let them see that God is real. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate you. And call back, okay?
All right, and thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I look forward to you calling back, Rob. Make sure you call back, okay? All right, have a good night, Rob.
All right, you have a good night as well.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to move on to our next caller. Who do I have next? Let's see. Oh, here you are. There you go. I almost lost you. Okay, we're going to move on to, I have a 734. Wait a minute. Just a moment, y'all. Just a second. Okay. 734-672. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Jennifer. I'm from Michigan.
Hi, Jennifer from Michigan. Jennifer from Michigan. Look, I got to write your name down. Jennifer from Michigan. Thank you for hanging on, Jennifer. Appreciate you. Jennifer,
yeah, of course.
Michigan. Bless you, Jennifer from Michigan. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if I prayed for you before. I don't know. But I'm going to put you on mute, Jennifer. I think I did. Let me put you on mute and pray for you, Jennifer. I'm not for sure. It's been a long time, y'all. So hang on in there with me. Let's see here. Father, we bless you for Jennifer from Michigan. Jennifer, hallelujah. It's so pleasant, Jennifer. You saw your voice so pleasant. Hallelujah. So pleasant. Thank you, Jesus. Mindo reba karise lebando robo sheke lebando robo sata. The first thing I got is a factory. A factory? A factory. God, we bless you that you have something to say to Jennifer. God, we thank you. Factory. Is this a businesswoman? A businesswoman. You becoming a businesswoman, Jennifer? Thank you, Father. Mando raba carisa. Lebashe tarobo sheke, God. Lebaka mando laba carisa. God put some things inside of you, Jennifer, and he's going to bring everything to pass. He's bringing it to pass. He's bringing it to pass. Girl, it seems like you're working it out. It's like you're doing it. Like you're kind of working it. I feel like you're working it. Something God is going to bring to pass, but you're actually putting in the work to bring that thing to pass. I feel like. We thank you, God. I don't know, just like a factory, like a factory, something's being made in a factory, work, putting in work, a factory, a product being made. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God, for who you are in Jennifer's life. Jennifer, a strong woman. Strong woman, strong. Listen, when I say woman, I don't know how old you are. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, strong young woman, a strong person. Let me say it that way, a strong person. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Person with a worth ethic. Hallelujah. God is going to bring some things to pass in your life. Bring some things to pass in your life. Some things that are coming to pass in your life. I don't know. You're a businesswoman? Becoming a businesswoman? God is bringing some things to pass in your life. And he's working them in your favor. You're favored as well. Jennifer, you're favored. You're favored. Your favorite as well. It's happening. Thank you, Father.
It's like putting in the work. It's like just you're just putting in the work. It's like you're doing it. You're working it. You're working it. Thank you, Father. It's coming out better than you thought. It's being worked out. And even when you think it's not, you're working at it. You have a practical. You're a practical person. We want to, it's spiritual, but we got to do the practical thing also. It's like you know how to connect the two. You know how to connect the spiritual to the natural, the spiritual to the practical. You know how to work that out and believe God. Listen, stuff is just going to be coming to pass in your life. May God use you to teach other people what you know. You know how to make it happen, Jennifer. You know how to make it happen. You know how to make it happen. May God use you to teach other people and even to teach other Christians to mature in a way. You'd be surprised. Listen, you may not be surprised. I think we all may not be surprised. But, like, so many people need that practicality that you have. You have a practicality about you that can be taught, a teacher. Like, you can teach people, listen, this is how you're going to make it. This is how you're going to bring this prayer to pass. Like, you know, God is going to bring it to pass, but he wants us, the Bible again says we are workers together with God. Some people, they're not taught that you have to work with God. You don't just pray and sit down. No, you got to pray and put forth the effort. That's you walking by faith and not by sight. And you're a practical person, it seems to be. It's coming to pass. And may your love life be everything that you want your love life to be. May your love life be everything that you want your love life to be. I speak romance into your life in Jesus' name. I speak romance, beautiful romance, just beautiful romance into your life. The beautiful romance into your life in Jesus' name. I'm going to unmute you and pray for anything you want to pray for, Jennifer, here from Michigan. Just a moment. Let me unmute you. And 5, 4, 3, 2. There you are.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I am definitely spot on with the word. I've been trying to do a lot of business things, but they have not so far worked out, and I've been stuck, and I've just been like, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do. How do I do this? So it's encouraging to hear that he's going to work it out.
Yes,
I do want to do that, so very spot on there.
Thank you, Father.
And yeah, the only thing I was really asking for prayer is I had it, and now I'm saying, oh, I just wanted to move, and we want to buy a house. And so, and we've had a lot of setbacks with that. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we pray, God. We pray for that, God. Hallelujah. It's all going to come to pass. 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 You just work, do the keep doing the practical. It's all going to come to pass. Keep doing the practical. Keep doing just keep doing it. You, I just feel like, you know, you're that person who you know how to put the work in. Yeah, sometimes you put the work in and you don't see it at first, but keep putting the work in. Keep putting the work in. Father, we thank you. We believe you for them to, she says she wants to move. They're trying to get into a house. A house. They're trying to get into a house. And God says, yes, that's my will too. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for you too. God wants the same thing for you. A house, you and your honey bun, living in a beautiful home, having a wonderful romance, y'all just enjoying yourselves. It's going to happen. And y'all going to enjoy each other. I mean, listen, it's going to happen. And you watch the romance just, more romance. You thought you had it up. More. Hallelujah. It's because, you know, you in a relationship, you know, y'all accomplish y'all's goals. If that ain't romantic, you tell me something else. Tell me something different. Lord. Thank you, Father. He's going to do it. It is going to come to pass. It is going to come to pass. And may God use you. You're going to be a blessing to other people as well, in a profound way. But the house, we thank you, God. God says that God wants that for you as well. And you're going to get the house that you want. Go pick it. You'll get the house that you want. The house that you guys want is the house that you'll get. Hallelujah. And you're gonna pick it in the right place. You're gonna choose the. You're gonna just so happenstance to choose the right one in the right place. Yeah. Thank you, Father. God is guiding your steps. God is with you. He's guiding your steps. You're gonna just happenstance. Just to choose. Yeah. I mean, whether you choose it or whether you've already chosen or whether you will, that's gonna be a house that you're gonna choose, and that's gonna be the one. Hallelujah. That's the one. Thank you, Father. You're gonna live good. You'll live good. I'm trying to Stern. Where's my phone? Oh, God, I ain't even got it with me. It was on the other table. Stern. 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 I don't know what that is, but I got that word. Don't know if that's a name or a verb, a noun, which I don't know.
Right.
I just got that, S-T-E-R-N. Yeah, stern, whatever that means. I can't look it up. I don't have my phone on me right in front of me so I can grab it. But, you know, I try to call them properly sometimes. But, yeah, stern, I just got that word. So, you know.
Okay.
That's what I got, stern. But, yeah, but you keep doing the practical. You're smart. You're very smart. You guys are a smart y'all are smart. So you keep doing the practical, and you keep putting in the work. And when it seems like it's not working out, you'll see, oh, wow, it worked out. You'll see. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. It'll come to pass. Yeah, so I'll say this one more time. Stern, S-T-E-R-N. That's what I saw. Okay? So if that comes about. I mean, I don't know if that's an action or if that's a verb. A verb or a noun. I don't know. Or a place thing or something.
I'm concerned.
So you just pray about that and see what the Lord has, how that relates or if that means anything. But that's the word I got. So,
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
I looked on the dictionary on my phone. It says, of a person or their manner, serious and unrelenting, especially in the assertion of authority and exercise of discipline. Or strict and severe, using extreme measures or terms.
Okay, so that's a verb. Okay, I actually thought it was someone's name, a company. A realtor. No. Because I don't know for sure, but when I got the word, I just thought it was like a. I actually thought it was a noun, but you read the verb. I don't know how that relates. For sure, I'm not for sure, but I get the impression that it's actually. I may sound confusing here, but I'm just going. Sometimes God gives it to you as you go, so. That could be it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, when I got the word, I thought, to me, it came off as a name of a company or a name of a person that you will be associated with when it comes to making this purchase.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's, gotcha. I got that as a name. Yeah.
But don't, you know, just, I'm giving that to you and you pray about that part, because I don't want to misinterpret anything and give you the wrong information, but but just remember, this thing is going to happen, Jennifer. It's going to come to pass. But there may be the person's last name may be Stern.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So the last name or the company or some, I think it's a person. I'm getting a, I think it's a person whose last name is Stern. Stern.
Yeah.
So you all pray about that and keep doing the practical. Keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep working it out. Because I got a factory. I don't know. Are you going to get it built? Like, I mean, are you all looking to get it built? Or you just want to find a home? Because I just saw a factory, I remember. And
Yeah, we haven't even found the house yet.
You haven't? Okay.
Yep, we're still in the process of all the steps you have to do to before we can purchase. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I believe the word of the Lord is to just keep doing what you know to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some moments that's going to be miraculous. Wow, really? Yeah, we're going to do that for y'all. Yeah, y'all going to do that for us? Yeah, we're going to do that for y'all. We're going to go ahead and do it. We usually don't do this. This is not something that we do, but we're going to do it as a courtesy this time for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll have a good moment, but just know, listen, it's going to come to pass, Jennifer. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This thing is going to happen. And remember the name Stern. Stern, I don't know, Michael Stern, something Stern.
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll definitely remember that. And
if
I, you know, if I come across that name, then I'll be like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to say here?
Yes. Please do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what I believe I got. Now, if I'm wrong, listen, I could be wrong, but I'm not wrong. I'm not. But anyway, usually I'm not
that's
wrong.
Good.
But it doesn't mean I can't be, though, okay? But usually I'm not. But, yeah.
Right.
So it's going to happen. You're watching.
Good.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. I receive it. And is there anything I can pray for you before you move on to the next caller?
Oh, Jennifer, you're so kind. Oh, my God.
Of course.
That is a, you, let me write your name down. I'm gonna pray for you tonight again. Let me just a second. I'm praying for you tonight specifically, you and your honey bun.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. You know what? Let's see. I don't have a request. I want a honey bun too, still. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you just. Please pray for me. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Oh my God. Wait a minute. I got it. Okay. I got you. I want to pray for you specifically tonight. But would you be so kind? I appreciate you, Jennifer.
So you said you're looking for someone too?
That's right. Everybody, I think they all know that. Oh geez, I should have I might be talking too much, but yeah, go ahead. I think appreciate you, Jennifer.
Lord, we just thank you so much. We just praise you, Lord, and we just thank you that you have a good man out there for Felicia, Lord. We just thank you that you provide that man, that you will open the door quickly, Lord, that you will just unite them, Lord, that they will meet, Lord. I just thank you that it will be a supernatural meeting when they do meet, Lord. I just thank you that it'll be almost like they knew that this moment was supposed to happen, Lord, that they knew that when they first see each other or lay eyes on each other, Lord, that they will just know in their spirits, they will know in their hearts that you have chosen them for each other, Lord. And I just thank you that you bring it to pass quickly in the name of Jesus. I just thank you that you're going to bring that joy in her life, Lord. You're going to bring those her heart's desires into her life, Lord. I just thank you that you do that quickly in the name of Jesus, Lord. I know it has seemed like a standstill season for her, Lord, and things are just not coming the way as quick as she wanted them to, Lord. But I just thank you that the time is now, Lord, that the new season is here, and that, yeah, I just thank you that this is her time, Lord. This is her time to shine, Lord. This is her time to meet that man. This is her time to do the things that you called her to do the things that you are asking of her, Lord. And I just thank you that you're doing it, and you're going to do it clean in the name of Jesus. I just thank you. Whoever that man is, I just thank you that whatever kind of trouble he might be in, I just pray for him. I just bless him. I just thank you that you will get him out of that trouble, and that you will bring him to her. I felt like the enemy, not that we glorify the enemy at all, but I felt like he was trying to prevent you guys from meeting, like he's going through. I don't know what he's going through, the person that God has for you, but he's going through something, and I feel like the enemy's trying to, like, he's trying to stop you guys from meeting. But we just declare in Jesus' name that he will not stop you guys from meeting, that nothing can stop God's perfect will in the name of Jesus. We just declare that you will meet, and whatever this man is going through, the Lord is stronger, and Jesus is going to give him strength, and he's going to rise up, and it's going to be okay, and he's going to be able to move forward, and this is not going to prevent you guys from meeting in the name of Jesus. And I just speak that even in the midst of this trouble, that you will meet, and you will help him through this, and you guys will do this together in the name of Jesus. And it will be a beautiful thing. It will be a beautiful marriage. It will be a beautiful life. And I just speak that over your life right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I receive every word you spoke. How beautiful was that? How beautiful was that? And I want you to know. Listen. Somebody say, well, Felicia, don't you have something else to pray about besides a hug? No, that's all I have. That's my only prayer. And I want you to know that before, I remember I called into a show. This was a couple of years ago, maybe a few months. Anyway, in the past. And I called in and asked Prophet Randy to pray for me. And I remember him saying, this guy has been through a lot. And for you to come and say, I feel like he's going through. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh,
thank you, Lord. So you just came behind it and said the same thing Prophet Randy said. Thank you, Jennifer. You are going, I'm telling you, I promise you, I will be praying for you tonight before I enter into the bed. Before I enter into my sleep, I will be praying for you tonight. And you and your honey, but thank you so much. That was beautiful. I love that. Oh, my God, that touched me.
Good.
Thank you so much.
And just keep your husband in your prayers, because he definitely needs it. I don't know what he's going through, but he definitely needs your prayers.
Thank you so much. You don't know what you did tonight. Sure. Can I continue the show? I'm not for sure if I can continue the show now. So sweet. You're so kind. You're too kind, Jennifer. Thank you. You're so too kind. Too kind.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord,
Father, thank you for Jennifer. Thank you, God. Bless Jennifer's family, God. Bless her family. Just bless her family. And I'm telling you, you're going to have, it's a beautiful home. A home that you, do you like big windows? Do you like big windows? Like large windows? Not for sure. I don't know. Especially maybe windows. Oh, go ahead.
My husband, actually, he, said that he had a dream, and there was a house and it had a huge window in the front.
Yes, so, that's what I see.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
This is too cool. This is so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yes.
because that's what I see too. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Lord. God is so good to us. I tell you, see, I told you, it's
yes,
going to come to
is.
Pass, girl. It's going to come to pass, Jennifer. It's going to happen. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Jennifer. I bless you. I bless you over and over and over again. And I bless your husband. I bless your honey bun. Father, bless her husband to always be exactly what he's supposed to be, Father. The man of God that you have ordained him to be. Bless him, God, to always be encouraged. Protect him, Father. No hurt, harm, or danger may overtake him. Make sure that he, see to it that God, he always protects Jennifer. A man is to protect his wife, his woman. Hallelujah. And a man, that's what they want to do. They want to be the protectors. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Bless him to always be the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
The man of God. The man of God that he is supposed to be. And may he always feel like he's the man of God and know he's the man of God and never feel like, I'm not really feeling up to. No, bless him to always, no matter what he's going through, to always know who he is, what he's capable of, his strength, his power. In Jesus' name. May he come behind in no good thing. May her husband come behind in nothing. Your husband, Jennifer, comes behind in nothing. Nothing. Never to come behind in nothing. To be insufficient in nothing. To be deficient in nothing. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. The angels of God be encamped around about her family. To always know they are covered by the Lord. You are covered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jennifer. I better move on to the next caller. Thank you so much. We love you, Jennifer. Love you and your honey bun. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Here we go. Ah, oh, that was beautiful. Ah. I'm not going to sing, y'all. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to sing. Okay. Let's see. Here I have, I'm going to move on to, I have 303-517. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Veronica from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Veronica from Denver, Colorado.
Hello.
Hello. Let's pray for you, Veronica. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in, Veronica, and thank you for letting me pray for you. So we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank the Father. I lift my hands and I say thank you, Father. For Veronica, Mako Rabakarise, Ele Bando Randala Bosh, Kebando Randala Bosa Karisa, Ika Rabakara, Rebaka Rebaka Robo, Shekele Bashokoda, Ako Rabakarisa, Ela Mando Rabaka Rebakarise. Father, we thank you. I don't know, Veronica, if you feel like maybe, you know, you're carrying more weight than you should. You're doing all the work. You're carrying all the heavy loads. You're not supposed to carry everything. You carry something, but you don't carry everything. You're only one individual. I feel like you may feel like there's a heavy load. Things are weighty. They're just weighty, like heavy, like you're doing all the work. You're carrying this and you're carrying that. May God release you in a way of, release you in a peaceful way from carrying the burdens that you don't have to carry. Carrying less. Carrying only that which you are responsible for. Only that which you are responsible for. Don't carry everybody else's weight. You carry your own. And may you, there be a line drawn that you can determine what's my weight and what someone else's weight is. What I'm to carry, what I'm not to carry. Who I'm to carry, who I'm not to carry. Who I'm to help, who I'm not to help.
and no guilt be upon you for carrying your own weight and choosing not to carry someone else's excessive weight, like excess weight, like just an excessive. Jesus, bless you, Father. We bless you, God. God don't want you carrying everybody's weight. He don't like that. He don't like that. Release your own self, Veronica. Release your own self. Release your own self. Release you. Release. Release your own self. Love you. Love yourself. Put you first, Veronica. Put you first. Love you. You know, I have to be told that sometimes, you know, you got to be a little selfish. Sometimes. I've heard people, there's different levels to this thing. Yeah, there's different levels to being selfish. Not the bad, not the ugly selfish. Of course, we know that. But then there's a part that you have to take care of you, care for you, tend to you, be about you. And then you can help. And when you help other people, you only help them so much. You don't overcarry the burden. Because people have to learn to carry their own burdens. God wants you to just release doing so much. Stop doing so much. Just stop doing so much. And the Father is pleased with that. The Father is pleased. He is pleased with that. He's pleased. Stop doing too much. The Father is pleased with you not doing too much. You find the balance, Veronica. You find the balance. You find the balance. And you watch how better things are and how much better things become. But yeah, just wait. Weighty. Like a person with bad health. I mean, just bad. Like it's like you're just creating bad health for yourself. Like just bad health. No, stop. Stop it. All right, I'm going to unmute you, Veronica, just a moment here. And if there's anything you want to pray for, Veronica, we'll pray for. All right, amen. There you are, Veronica. You're on, girl.
Right on the dot, yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I talked to somebody and I have a headache. Somebody talks to me, I have a headache. Somebody wants to throw me their load. I have a headache. And wow. I said, I can't do it anymore. And I pray for them, of course, and I minister, but I get headaches and I get overloaded and I say, I know, I'm an impact. I don't know what is the name, if it's true or not, or what does that mean. But I take people's whatever feelings or pains, and it lasts 5 minutes, and then it goes away after 5 minutes. And 5 minutes is a torment to me. And then I rest in the Lord, but then some days I don't rest, and I feel burdened, and I feel like I like, not a victim, but I feel abused. Like, I say,
yes.
Why you don't go to God first and then come to me?
Yes.
Tell God your frustration, your pain, your hurt, your stress. Tell God everything, and then come to me and share some. But yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. God is releasing you from that.
releasing you from that. You watch how your health. I'm not saying you have bad health. I'm saying watch how things become even better physically. Yeah, God is releasing you from that.
Amen.
Be released from that. Be released and feel good about it. Feel good. I speak that to your brain, to your mind, your spirit, your soul. Feel good about it. Say no and feel good about it. And then God is pleased. When you don't do that, he's not pleased. So if you continue to do that, you are not pleasing the Lord. Who do you want to please? You want to please God. Stop it. You, God is releasing you from that. You are, and when you say God is being pleased, you are pleasing the Lord. You are pleasing. Turn some calls down. Turn some stuff down. God is pleased. When it's time to say no, do it and feel good about it. Just feel good. Just know I have pleased the Lord. You have pleased the Lord. Feel good about it. Love you. Do you. Nothing wrong with helping people, but bring it to a limit. Cut it off. It goes so far. So beautiful. Thank you, Father. God spoke, and God is good. He's hearing you. He's with you. He's for you. You see? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God, because he loves you, girl. He wants you to live long. He loves you. He wants you to have a good life. God is looking out for your best interest, Veronica. He's looking out for your best interest. And just feel good about it. Feel good. Be happy. It's going to work out for the best. You watch. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. Very. So thank you. And is there anything else that you want to pray for, Veronica?
No, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling. I appreciate you, Veronica. Thank you for letting me pray for you, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good night. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
Yes,
all right.
Well.
Here we go. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to move on to our next caller here. Let's see what we have. Y'all, this is good. I'm having a good. The time is going by so fast. Oh, my God. That's when you know you're having fun. When the time is just flying by you. It was just. Okay, anyway. All right. Okay, we're going to start the call here. So, okay, I think this is a problem. 111. 111.
Hi, Felicia. God bless you. This is
Hello.
Carmen from Texas.
Hello, Carmen from Texas.
How are you?
Hey, Carmen. I think it's been a while since I've spoken to you, Carmen. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in today and say hello.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you. Yes, y'all, it's been a while since I spoke to Carmen. Good. Let me pray for you, Carmen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Put you on mute. Let me hold on, Carmen. Yeah, I'm working here. I'm trying to. Still a little rusty. Just a second. There we go. All righty. Thank you, Father. We bless you for Carmen. Thank you, Carmen, so much. Appreciate you for calling in. Hallelujah, Carmen. I see you lifting your hands. Girl, you about to be happy. You about to praise the Lord for something good that's about to happen to you. You about to praise the Lord. You going to praise the Lord. You going to praise the Lord. Almost like your personality going to become another personality. You going to praise the Lord. Something good is about to happen to you, Carmen. Something good is about to happen to you. Something good is about to happen to you. I see you lifting your hands up and praising the Lord. That this thing, whatever it is, it's something good. It's going to happen to you. I don't know if it's, Carmen, I don't think that it's something that you've been believing for. I think this is going to be something that you didn't even expect. It's going to be something out of the ordinary. Like, you know, this is something, Carmen, that I don't think you, this is something that you have not prayed for. You haven't prayed for this thing. You haven't asked for this.
You didn't pray for it. You didn't think about it. It didn't come to you. But this is something I believe that God just decided, what? I'm gonna do this for Carmen. Something good, Carmen, is about to happen to you. I believe this is what I got. I see you just praising the Lord for something. But I don't think it's anything that you prayed about. It's just something good that's going to happen to you. Something good is about to happen to you. So may 2023 be a wonderful year for you. Sometime in 2023, let it happen, God. Hallelujah. Let it happen. May you be surprised. Something good is going to happen to you. Something good. All right. I'm going to mute you, Carmen, and then let you come on in and say whatever you want to say and speak, and if you want to pray, of course. There you go, Carmen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always good. If something good is coming my way,
yes.
I'm waiting for it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. That's always good news.
Yeah, that's wonderful, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like it's not anything that you, this is like I said, this isn't anything, I sense that this is not something that you prayed for. This is not something that you asked for or you thought about, or this is just going to be something new. Something new is going to happen to you. Something new. Something new. Something new. Oh, God, let her call back to our show, back to my show, and give a testimony. Hallelujah. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, could you pray? I'm wanting to move out of the U.S., and I'm seeking prayer on that and wanting the Lord to guide me on that one.
Oh, wow. Hey, man. Woo. Wow. Thank you, Father. Amazing. I like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. We pray for direction. We pray that you direct her. We pray your will cover her. God, we pray that your will traps her, that she can only go according to your will. I don't want to hear nothing about the permissive will of God and all this other, the will of God. The will of God. May she move according to you, Father. Let your will trap you. The will of God, I believe, is going to trap you. May the will of God trap you. Trap you. The will of God trap you. You're going to go right whichever direction you go. You're going to end up at the right place. The will of God, I believe, is going to trap you. I see you inside of a fence. And you're going to where you're going to, wherever that is, but it's going to be according to God's will. The will of God trap you. So you do what you do, and God is going to be there, and you're going to go according to his will and his timing. Hallelujah. God bless her. Favor her. She wants to move. Favor her, God. Give her all the trappings that go along with moving, all the trappings of goodness that could happen to her as she moves and travels. In Jesus' name, everything good that could possibly happen to Carmen, may it happen in her move, in her moving forward, in her, in her decision-making. Every possible thing good. Every possible good thing that can happen, be it unto Carmen. Every possible good thing, be it unto you, Carmen, in Jesus' name. Be it unto you. Hallelujah. Be it unto you. Every good thing. God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you, Carmen. He's going to bless you. I think even if you do the wrong thing, you still ain't going to be able to get out of the will of God.
No, that's why I always ask for prayer, and I always seek his counsel when I do things. That's why I ask for prayer.
Yeah, it seems like you go whichever way you go, it's going to be God. Whichever way you turn, it's going to be God. God is going to be right there.
Oh, I try never willfully to do my own thing. I always try to seek the Lord on,
yes,
on what I do.
God is with you. God, I mean, and all the good things that could happen to you happen to you. All the good, everything good that could happen happens unto you. Be it unto Carmen, God. Every good thing that could possibly be, that could be possible, be it unto Carmen. Every good thing. And her move, and her making this move, and her moving forward. Tell me, something good's going to happen to you, girl. Something good's going to happen to you, Carmen.
I like that. I want that.
And I feel like you already, like, you're already, like, the way you're seeking him, you're already in the wheel. I feel like that. I feel like you're in the wheel even now. In terms of as it relates to your spirituality, how you pursue God, how you go after God. I feel like God is pleased with you already. Wow, that's beautiful. God's already pleased with you. Already. Already. You ain't got much to worry about, Carmen. You don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to worry about, girl. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. You ain't got nothing to worry about, Carmen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amazing.
Amen. Thank you.
Amazing. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. This is my prayer that you would bless me. Enlarge my terror. God is right there. That's where you at. This is my prayer. Hallelujah. God is pleased with you. He is very pleased with you, Carmen. Very. And that's why he's going to bless you. He's going to do something good for you. Something good. Something good is going to happen to Carmen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Carl. Anything else? Did you have any other requests? That's it? Okay.
No, that was it. That was it. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for letting me pray for you. Have a good night, Carmen.
Night-night.
All right. Okay, let's see here. I believe it hung up on me, but I'm not for sure. I'm gonna move to the next caller if you guys are still listening and see if I can take another caller. I think the show ended, but I think I can still pray for you all. I think that the show has ended, but I believe I can still take calls. All right, I'm going to take the next call here. I have a 303-386. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, it's Mike Colorado.
Michael?
Yes, Felicia, Michael.
Well, okay. Okay, thank you, Michael.
Hello.
Are you calling from?
Yeah, all right.
What were you calling from, Michael?
Colorado.
Colorado. Oh, hey. I don't know if I think I... Let me not... Michael, don't... Never mind. We're going to move on. I just said the wrong thing.
No. Let me hear it.
Listen, let me pray for you, Michael. All right, Father, we thank you for Michael. And thank you, Michael. Thank you for hanging on, Michael. I appreciate that because I know it's been a long wait. It hasn't been long for me because time is flying by for me. But for you all, I know it's been a long wait. So thank you for hanging in there. 3-0. Okay, got to make sure I click on the right person. All right, so Father, we bless you. We thank you for Michael. Mando raba kari stela labo sheke. Lenda ronda raba kari. Thank you, Father. We bless you for Michael. Hallelujah, Father. What would you want to say about Michael E. Kamando Bosheke? Father, I can hear the angels singing. I don't know. I see wait a minute. I see a man with a navy blue pants, and it's like you're standing on the balcony of heaven. I'm not for sure what that means. Then there's angels. I see huge, like humongous angels. like, you know, but it's like you yourself, it's you, I believe, you have on a navy blue shirt. Not, I'm not saying now, Michael, I'm saying what I see. It's like a navy blue shirt, navy blue pants. I'm not for sure what kind of shoes, but it's like you're standing on the balcony of heaven, out of space, out in heaven. Heaven. Just heaven, man. Wow. I don't know. You have I just see a man with a neck. Is this an actor I see? Wait a minute. I see the face of an actor, but I don't know his name. Oh my God. I don't even know his first name. But I just see you. It's like you're standing on the balcony of heaven with a navy blue suit. Shirt and navy blue pants. Father, we thank you for Michael. We thank you, God, for where you're taking Michael. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for Michael. There's something about you and the color white. I see horses. Heaven, just heaven. I don't know if you're going to. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Wow. I don't know if God is going, you're going to have an encounter with God. God's going to, you may, you know, I don't know. Have you ever, Michael, you ever read any of those books where people have had their encounters where they've gone to heaven and come back and wrote books about it and, you know, or they experienced going to heaven and coming back. And maybe that may be something that will happen that God is planning to do. You're going to maybe be able to go to heaven and come back and, like, you know, who was it, Paul? I went to the third heaven. I went, wow. And, you know he wrote, you know how he wrote, I went to the third heaven. I believe, Michael, you are going to experience that. You're going to experience going to heaven and coming back. And you're going to see Jesus. Just because you go to heaven and come back don't mean you're going to see Jesus. Sometimes people can just, you know, they've gone to heaven. I don't think everybody, because I've read a lot of books about that, but I think some people experienced that, but they didn't mention seeing Jesus. But then there were many people who did. But I think you unless Jesus is going to come into your room, somehow you're going to experience a taste of heaven, I feel like. I don't know how it's going to happen, though. But a taste, man, you're going to taste heaven. Somehow, you're going to taste heaven. Michael, you're going to taste heaven. Somehow, it's coming. You're going to taste heaven. Man, you're going to taste it. You are going to taste it. Because I can hear the angels singing, and I see that. But I'm telling you, I see you standing in a navy blue suit or outfit or shirt and pants. And it's like you're just standing in heaven. It's just standing there. You're going to have there's a supernatural encounter that you're going to have if you have not already had it. You will have it. You will have it. I mean, that's all I get. Man, this is amazing. You're going to have it. Something supernatural that has something to do with heaven. You're going to experience that. I'm going to unmute you here. And if you got any prayers that you want us to pray for, Michael, we'll pray for that. Let me unmute you here. And there you go.
Yeah, the electric is all down the side of my head and going down the back of my skull and down my spinal cord right now. And, you know, I've walked with the Lord for almost 20 years. I prayer walked 4 states, and I've seen incredible miracles, but the one thing God's never done is I've had open visions, but I've never had He start putting on my spirit to start asking for angelic visitations, more evidence.
Wow.
There's a purpose I have that, that I'm trying to bring forth. Call it the Love Festival, call it whatever you want, but I had a lot of opposition for 5 years on it, and almost to a point where I wanted to give up. And I'm just like, I've had hundreds of thousands of dollars stolen in trying to bring the support, and to the point where I'm almost homeless and can't do anything. And, God keeps telling me, press on, press on. And I'm like, can I have an angelic visitation? Can you take me into third heaven? Can you start, do something? And it's, I went through a valley experience that I wish for nobody experience. I went from the top of the mountain to a valley experience, and I love the Lord with all my heart. And there's a difference between trust and faith. And I learned what trust was. I learned how deep my roots go. But This has been on my heart for almost 3 months, and I'm just like, where are you, God? Where are you, God? And I'll see the miracles. I'll feel the electric go through me, like tonight, boom, all the way through my head and everything. I mean, the gifts operate, but, I'll be honest, it's almost a righteous jealousy when I hear the prophets and even some of Randy's stories, And I'm like, Lord, I've walked almost 20 years for you. I've done everything you asked, and can you bring me into this deeper realm? I want to experience you in those deeper places, and I felt the anointing on that, so I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Come on. Yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, man, thank you. It's going to happen.
But I don't, and it's hard when you go through a valley experience. Like, yeah. I know who I am. I still can lay hands on people, but you get wounded, and you need
right.
that. You need those supernatural encounters. You need
right.
that first love, that heights and depths and width of His love. Just we all need that, especially when you go through. You give everything, go in certain directions, and I'm sure I didn't walk everything perfect, but some of it was good, and but anybody who served the Lord and done ministry for a period of time understands what I'm saying. It gets
yeah.
hard at times.
You're right.
We're soldiers.
Man, so that's it. You gonna get it? That's because I was like, oh my God, he's probably gonna think I'm crazy. Thank you, Lord.
No, my whole head is like I can literally feel my head. It's like ready to explode, like electricity is coming out the side of my board.
Wow. Well, get ready. Wow, man, kata rabash.
This is a good year for all of us. This is a year of recovery. He talked about the year of the Jubilee. And we're about to see a lot of things restored for all of us. It's a corporate thing. So this is the year of the supernatural. I believe that with all my heart. And things are going to move quick.
And I speak that unto you. May you quickly have that encounter. God got that. You're gonna. It's gonna. It's a date set. You're gonna. It's going to happen. I'm telling you. I saw you. I saw the. I don't know what to call it except for the balcony of heaven. I saw you standing on the balcony of heaven, and you were looking at earth.
I think I would stand there and be like.
I saw you.
I'd be like, thank you, Jesus. I've been waiting for this, and I love you.
Gonna
thank
happen.
You.
It's going to happen, and you're going to get to see Jesus. You're going to you were standing on the balcony of heaven, and you were looking at earth.
Yeah, I would have been happy with an angel. Oh, man.
And you were even pointing at earth. I saw you pointing at – you were pointing at earth. You were standing on – I'm telling you, you had on navy blue. A navy blue shirt, navy blue pants, standing on the balcony of heaven, pointing at earth. You will have your supernatural encounter. You'll have that. You will have that. That's what I saw. I know what I saw. May not have been able to explain it very well, but I know what I saw.
No. You go through those seasons where God just puts something on your heart, and it's that's been it. Once Randy started talking about people being translated. And going, and I'm like, I've seen a lot of miracles. I've seen 4-stage cancer field. I've seen, backs grow out. I've seen the power of God do all kinds of crazy stuff. People frozen while prayer walking, they were trying to hurt us, but I've never, I can say I had encounters with angels. I mean, I've had many really weird experiences. People come at really odd times, and suddenly the help that I needed is right there, and they disappear and stuff, but I've never, I can't definitively say, that I've encountered God in those deep levels, and it's been on my heart for almost a month now.
You will.
And it's definitely God causing me to go that direction. And I don't want to go and start building again until, you know, that anointing is like I've sat back for almost like 4 or 5 months now, just waiting for that anointing, you know, for a deeper anointing, for full restoration before I start doing it again. It's you know, the Lord showed me that, you know, when we go out, I mean, once the anointing there, Jesus just goes into battle, he starts healing people, shadows heal people, and boom, your ministry grows in one day. It's not, you know, we try doing our own effort, we end up in the wrong places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's sobering. It's a sobering part of my ministry because I'm one of those people that just go out there and I'm like, anybody on the street, boom, in the name of Jesus, you know? So it's God really had to hold me back a little bit on this one.
Wow. You're going to see it. It's going to be, I wish somebody give me that kind of word. But yeah, you're going to see, watch and see.
Well, when I feel the anointing shooting down my spinal cord and all over my head, like to the point where I was, whoa, is this happening right now?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Father.
Oh, man, I need that. Can you pray prayer real quick?
Yes.
It seems like there's been like a delay, but it's a demonic kind of oppression that came about a week and a half ago. I'm not really sure. I've prayer walked a lot of places. I prayed for a lot of people, but it's definitely something a little higher than my pay grade right now, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. And I mean, the only thing I get is it's demonic, so you could just lift that up, and whatever that oppression thing is, like, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you, Father. Kamanda Robo Shaka, Father, we pray for that. Yes, God, you know exactly what it is, God, and you know exactly what it is, and it seems as if Mando Raba Karisa Parobo Shaka Lebande. Father, we thank you, and we bless you. You know what it is. You pointed out, you know exactly where it is and what it is. And I sense that this thing is more going to be just a, maybe doing something different. It's like you might need to change something, do something different. Go to another location, another place. Do something different. So, Father, whatever it is that you can use to cause that thing to be gone, give Michael the sight, the insight. Show him. Oh, you know what? You know what? All I did was just turn, instead of going left like I always do, I ended up going right, and now that thing is gone. Jesus,
hallelujah.
It's like this is a simple. I sense, Michael, that it's a simple thing. You may feel like it's deeper than what it is, but I feel like it's simple. So we thank you, God. It's a simple fix. It's something simple. It's just something simple, Michael Reba, that you can do that's gonna cause that thing to be gone. Thank you, Father, Michael Reba Carissa. Listen, God, give him the wisdom, give him the insight, give him the thing to do. What is he supposed to do, God? Do he walk two blocks further than where he used to walk? Should he go take a swimming? Should he take a dive in the swimming pool? Should he go swim backwards instead of swimming forward for a change? Something different. Should he go and instead of buying a Coca-Cola, maybe go buy an orange juice for a change? It's something simple, Michael. Just something simple. Begin to just do something different than you've been doing, than your normal routine. Something different.
Yeah.
Just something. I sense that this is not going to be that much of a deep fix. Like I gotta go and somebody pray and lay hands. I mean, it could be somebody will lay hands on me. I feel like this is going to be something simple, and you'll see it's something practical, and then you'll be able to pass it on to someone else who's dealt with the same thing. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you. Lift it up, God.
Amen.
And the moment that thing is gone, highlight it to Michael so that he'll know, oh, it was because I did this. The moment that I did this, it just, I don't feel it anymore. It's not there anymore. It's gone. Thank you, Father.
God is
amazing. I sense that it's not as deep. It may have an effect on you that feels deep.
No,
but it's not that deep. So thank you, God. You're going to give him the practical
right,
thing. You're going to do something very small and very simple, and you're going to see this thing be gone.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
That's what I needed. That's what I needed, because it's once you pray every prayer, and I'm just like, this thing ain't breaking, so it's probably not witchcraft. You know, it's like, because usually that stuff breaks right away or whatever. So absolutely. Thank you for that. And one last thing is,
sure.
My dad fell on his back and broke 5 ribs.
Whew. This is
hard. He's a little older. He's in a lot of pain. And
of course.
He's a good father.
Yeah. I know what that feels like. Yeah. I know exactly what that feels like. Oh, Jesus.
He said something about his heart, too. So if you could just come in agreement, I'm starting a fast tomorrow. So, just if you could pray over that and just pray over my whole life. And I would appreciate that. Sorry.
No, you are good. Thank you. No, thank you for letting me pray for you, and thank you for requesting that.
Oh,
I appreciate
man.
You. So thank you.
I appreciate that.
Hallelujah. Yes, I'm here to do that. Thank you, Father. We bless you, God. We lift up Michael's father, your father. I know what that feels like. I know the pain of your bruise. I know. I've been there. I know. So thank you, Father. We pray, God, we lift his father up to you. And yes, there's pain. And while there's pain, Father, we pray that you bless them to get the right medication that would ease the pain until he's completely healed back again. Until the ribs are back together again. Ease the pain. Let them, God, you've created men who have to create medicine that would make us better. There's pain medication. There is a pain medication, God, that would help his pain to be minimized until he is back whole again. And so, Father, we ask you to bless him, bless the doctors, move upon the doctors, God, to distribute, to find and to remember the right medication, pain medication for such a thing. May he get the right medication for such a thing. For such pain. There is a medication for that. There is a medication for that. And God, Jesus, you put it here. You gave it to us. You gave us the doctors to make us better. You caused them to create medication for our pain, the miraculousness of it all. God bless him to get the right pain medication, to ease his pain, God, until he is made whole again. And that Michael is at peace with where his father is physically. May the peace of God reign and rule over his father and over Michael. May the peace of God rule over you. May the peace of God rule over you. May the peace of God rule over your father. May your father be able to say, "Woo, God is real. I feel better." Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Bring it to pass, Father. We believe you tonight. I agree with them. I agree with him and him. I agree with them. Bring it to pass, God.
Hallelujah.
May Michael smile on tomorrow. When you wake up in the morning, may he be able to God, I speak good news unto Michael. Nothing but good news come your way. I speak good news. Good news on every hand. Good news concerning your father. Good news concerning your situation. Good news. Nothing but good news be unto Michael. And may every move you make, it be good news. Everywhere you go, may there be good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news, and more good news in Jesus' name. And may you be made whole and be healed in your mind in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We believe you. You are good. And Michael, you call back and you let us pray for you again and again and again. Hallelujah. Even if you don't need no prayer, call back.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Even if you don't need no prayer, you still call back.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you. Call back and give us a report of your father, okay?
Will do. And I'll give you a report of the heaven. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night, Michael.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Where was I? Okay. I think I have the next. All right. If you're still on, I'm going to go ahead and take the next call if you can still hear me. I hope so because I'm still here. I have 3 calls left, and I am willing to take all 3 calls. No, wait. Oh, that's the same call. Okay, I'm going to take this one. I have 912-428. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please? No? Uh-oh. I think it all ended. Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to hang up. Hold on. I'm going to go to the next because the next one is the same number. Let's use. Okay, 912-428. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please? They're gone to bed. Okay. All right. I'll move on. Okay, my last call. And thank you for hanging on. Looks like this is going to be 903-253. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from? Hello. 903-253. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you all for calling in tonight. I appreciate y'all. Looks like that person is they may be sleep too. All right, well, thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for letting me pray for you. I appreciate every one of you. I hope I get to do another show soon, and you guys come back not just with prayer requests, which we love. That's wonderful. We want to do that. Please bring your prayer requests back so that we can agree with you in prayer, because we all need that. You need that. I need that. Hey, we all need it. But also coming back, you know, letting us know, hey, listen, this is what the Lord has done. I didn't just call back for a prayer request. I called back to testify. So anyway, thank you all. Have a good night.